InfoWars.com studios. It's the real news with your host, David Knight.
Welcome on this momentous Thursday. We are going to have the hearing, the Kavanaugh, he said, she said, Ford hearing. She'll be testifying this morning. We'll be joining that live as it happens. And, of course, there has been an explosion of accusations in the last 24 hours. Some of them anonymous, some of them recanted already, and some of them completely absurd from Avenatti. I ended the program yesterday talking about how it appeared, there were people on 4chan saying that they had tricked Avenatti into telling him that they had an anonymous source that was going to come forward. And it looked like that might be the case because he said, well, I'm not sure if she's going to come forward, and he locked his Twitter account. But then it appeared, as we saw in the afternoon, as he had all of his interviews set up on The View and elsewhere. Just before he goes on The View, he tweets out a person's name and picture. And as we learned the details, so it's like he wasn't trolled by 4chan. He was trolled by this person. We're going to give you the background of this person. It is absolutely unbelievable. As I said a couple of days ago, what we're being subjected to are the sexual fantasies of debauched Democrats. And so we're going to take a look at some of this. We're going to look at the accusers behind door number one, door number two, door number three, door number four. And we're going to look at the statements that's already been put out by Dr. Ford. She's going to be there making her statement. So we're going to take a look at that. And then we're going to join the questioning as it happens live. We're also going to have a little bit of sanity in the program as well. We're not going to spend all of our time in Washington, D.C., the debauchery corruption center. You know, some people call it the District of Criminals. That's true, but it's also debauchery and corruption is what that initial now stands for. We will be talking to Ryan Bundy of the Bundy family. He is running for governor in Nevada. And I want you to hear his platform because it is a platform. He really understands that the problem is Washington. You know, we heard this from Ronald Reagan. He said, Washington isn't the solution. Washington is the problem. But everybody is acting as if Washington is the solution or as if the Supreme Court is the solution. The Supreme Court has sat by and either been inactive or approved the kinds of things that allow the government to do random drug testing on your children, to allow them to manhandle your children and you if you want to fly. They have authorized dragnet surveillance for the American people, saying, well, you know, this is, that's okay. That's right. We don't have a problem with that. I have a problem with the Supreme Court. I have a problem with Washington in general. And the way that we're going to get this back is if we have the courage to elect people who not only understand that that's the problem, but they know what the solution is, that they will do something at the local level to stand up to a federal government that oversteps its authority. That's what Ryan Bundy and the Bundy family did at that standoff, and it's what he's doing now as governor. You know, he went through a lot. He's in prison for 2 years. Ammon and Ryan and the rest of them, Cliven, they were abused in prison. Do you want somebody that has been under the hammer of government? And as Goethe said, you're either hammer or anvil. Well, they hammered him, and it just made these guys tougher. They have got true grit. They understand. They understand. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Words cannot describe how big the stakes are for the future of humanity right now. InfoWars is being openly targeted by the Democratic Party, leftist CIA operatives, the corrupt Justice Department, and the entire Soros crime syndicate. People say, why would you start a fight with them? Because they were already dominating and running America into the ground. And I knew we had no future if we didn't do this. So we've already had incredible success. But if you will simply realize how epic this is and understand how real this fight is and why we've been made the main target, and if you financially support us and if you spread the word about our articles and videos, Infowars.com, we won't just continue to stand up against these brutal scumbags. We'll win. We have huge sales at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And we're still able to operate the shopping cart and get stuff shipped out to you, despite the fact they're trying to block our commerce and your right to the market. But if you don't stand up and support us financially, Soros the Globalist may win. This is InfoWars Darkest Hour. We need your support. I'm counting on you.
Found it. It's the real news. Live from the Infowars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome on this Thursday, September 27th, 2018. I'm David Knight, your host. Today we are going to have the hearings that everybody's been talking about for the last week or so. It's supposed to be a week ago that they were going to have the vote. And just before, just a day or so before the vote was going to happen, we had Christine Ford come out and make some accusations. And then they were going to have her testify on Monday. She delayed that and so forth. She's now going to testify today. And in the last 24 hours, we've had a lot of crazy anonymous allegations and even crazier allegations coming from Michael Avenatti. We're going to go into those and we're going to cover the hearing. Not her statement. I'll give you a summary of her statement, but instead of having her read a long statement here on the radio, we'll go to the questioning as that begins. And then later in the broadcast, in the second hour, we're going to be talking to Ryan Bundy, who's running for governor in Nevada as an independent. And I think you're going to want to hear this because he's got the idea of how we fix this country, whether he gets elected in Nevada or not. His programs, his issues, his approach need to be taken by people who really want to get this fixed, because the solution isn't going to come out of Washington. The solution is not going to come out of the Supreme Court. The solution is not going to come out of this corrupt, overstepping authority. But before we do, real quickly, I want to hit some other news. We got Governor Cuomo blaming the weather for people moving out of New York. Now, I grew up in Florida, and we saw people that would move to Florida during the winter because, yes, it has a harsh winter. We called them snowbirds, but they would come down and they would stay for the winter, and then they would go back home. Typically retirees who had enough money that they could maintain two homes. However, he thinks that the weather is the reason that people are leaving permanently and never coming back. And I guess if that were the case, then that would mean that he thinks that there's no such thing as man-made global warming or global warming at all, because the planet is cooling off, according to Cuomo. This is troubling for the Democrat narrative in a number of ways. So if people are leaving because of the harsh winters, then maybe there's no global warming. So somebody needs to do a follow-up question on Governor Cuomo and see if he's still with the globalists on this. He told reporters on Tuesday that while job losses and high taxes once drove people to leave New York, that's not the case under Cuomo. No, it's man-made taxes and man-made regulations that are causing them to leave, not man-made global warming. If it was man-made global warming, people would be moving to New York and to these northern districts where the Democrat socialists have been holding sway and destroying the economy. He says, as for those New Yorkers who have made more recent moves to Florida, to the Carolinas, he said their decisions were climate-based or based on personal reasons. He said, somebody wants to move to Florida because they moved to Florida. God bless them. They want to fish. They want warm weather. Well, why would you move there? Florida is going to be under the ocean, according to the climate alarmists. He better wake these people up. Now, the reality is, the New York Daily News points out, is that New York continues to attract immigrants from other countries, but no Americans want to live there. As a matter of fact, where my wife grew up on Long Island, it's been overrun by MS-13. You can't even recognize Long Island anymore. So the Americans are moving to other places. 41 upstate counties have lost population since 2010. Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro blamed Cuomo. He said, we're witnessing entire communities hollow out. New Yorkers are voting with their feet. That's right. Yale, and this Yale study that I talked about several days ago, where they said, you know what, we're told there's 11 million illegal immigrants, but actually it's two times that. Well, actually it's three times that, perhaps. What they found was, as they did the study and did a different method of comparing this, they believed that it's anywhere between 16.7 million unauthorized migrants or between up to 29.5. So anywhere between 17 and 30 million. And so they picked the 22 million as the mean, which is exactly double what the federal government is saying. So who's right? And that's why I wanted to look at this story, because it goes in a little bit more detail from the Washington Times as to where they came up with these numbers. They said that if you look at the way the U.S. government calculates this, they just go out and do a survey, and they ask people, are you an immigrant? Are you here legally? You see the problem with that, right? they're not going to get too many answers. And, of course, a lot of the people who come here illegally, when you look at the border crossings and the number of people that ICE catches, that doesn't tell us how many people are coming into the country. That tells us how many people they stopped coming into the country temporarily, because they can try again and again and again. The people that they don't catch are the ones that we're looking to try to get a number for. And it's kind of interesting when you go back to 2005, a report by analysts at Bear Stearns concluded there were 20 million illegal immigrants. But the U.S. government said, no, there's 12 million. And then 2014, 9 years later, Homeland Security says, now it's 12.1 million. Do you really think that there was only 0.1 million, 100,000 more illegal immigrants from 2005 to 2014? That is not credible. I mean, 2014 is after Obama was begging and incentivizing people to come here and telling Border Patrol and ICE to stand down. We had a massive influx of people, and yet they're saying, sticking to that same number, which was about half of what Bear Stearns said in 2005. Again, Bear Stearns, doing their independent thing, says about 20 million. Federal government says, no, 12. And then 9 years later, federal government says, no, still 12, even after everything that Obama did. So these Yale professors said, yeah, you can't really figure this out by doing surveys like the U.S. government is doing. So what they did was they looked at those who were deported, who went back home, who died on their own, who otherwise left unauthorized populations, and they ran a model. And they came up with a conservative estimate of 17, which would be very conservative, and then went up to 29.5 million. They picked the 22 million as the mean, and I think that is it's probably about triple what the federal government says, at the very least. I mean, who knows, right? We don't know who these people are. We don't have any paperwork for them. They are undocumented, unvetted, foreign citizens criminally trespassing in this country. And they're not going to report their status on a survey. Now, a demographer at the Center for Migration Studies in New York, this is a New York think tank, says, well, I don't think that's correct, because there's a circular nature of immigration, especially with Mexicans who are coming in for a short time. They work and then they go back home and then they repeat the cycle. And I think I would ask then, well, if you don't count them as illegal residents or immigrants, I mean, where do they spend most of their time? You know, for the purpose of residence, the federal government has a definite amount. If you spend more than half your time, you are a resident of that state, or you're a resident of the United States. So what percentage of the time do they spend here if it is circular? And the other issue is, what about their work? If they're coming here to work, and if they're coming here for 6 months or 7 months, aren't they, by definition, a foreign citizen who is criminally trespassing and taking the jobs of Americans? Yet we have a judge, and a U.S. district judge. What jurisdiction is that? San Francisco, where else? Okay, San Francisco. As President Trump was speaking at the UN, reports Bloomberg, talking about America first, the San Francisco judge, Edward Chin, says, well, is America first code for racial hostility? He said the inference that plaintiffs are making as they're opposing Trump's immigration policy, which is not anything that the federal courts really have any jurisdiction over anyway. But nevertheless, he said the inference plaintiffs make is that this is code for ending immigration status for those who are non-white. What do you make of that? Well, what do you make of a federal judge that would ask a question like that? We have the interest rates are being hiked by the federal government yet again. It looks like the economy is doing too well, and they're trying to throttle it. As I've said before, ever since President Trump, they're saying, well, this is third time this year they've raised it. They have raised it virtually every quarter since President Trump was elected. A quarter per quarter. That's what they're doing. They're trying to burst this bubble. We saw this happen. Greenspan did this. Artificially lowered rates, kept them low, and then burst the bubble a quarter every quarter.
We all know the importance of fish oils. While we are sure to provide them for ourselves, it's just as important to make sure your kids get their EPA and DHA too. Honor Roll is a powerful DHA fish oil formula for your child. Built from the ground up to support your child's development, this formula uses wild anchovy fish oil, ultra-purified krill oil, and wild salmon fish oil with vitamins to boost your child's mind and body. With this fish oil formula, you can support your child's optimal heart, joint, cognitive, and brain health while providing DHA, which has been shown to be essential for your child's brain growth spurts. Built on powerful ingredients with 580 milligrams of high DHA omega-3s, this formula is highly refined to eliminate nearly all heavy metals. If you're looking for a formula to help your child grow, look no further. Try Honor Roll. From InfoWars Life at InfoWarsStore.com.
Just like our information is game-changing, our products are game-changing. And Survival Shield X2 is the pure iodine. No one else has this from deep earth crystals between 7 and 12,000 feet. It's very hard for me to get into the good halogen. But instead, they hammer you with the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, that literally fog you, fill all your cells, your thyroid, you name it. BioTrue Selenium goes with it like a horse and carriage. Selenium is an electrochemical. It's needed as well in all activity in the body, particularly neurons. So these go incredibly well together. We have a combo of those. Just experience it for yourself. Why do you think they fear me so much? Very simple stuff. Filter your water. Yeah, I find myself selling water filters. It's best out there for the price. When I say it's the last run, I think it'll be 6 months a year until we get more. I hope we get more. This is the last run, it looks like. Survival Shield X2, InfoWarsStore.com, or InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
One of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our immune support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee beans. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you with Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
You
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
What's new, pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa. Pussycat, pussycat, I've got flowers and lots of hours to spend with you.
That's right, and we're going to be spending lots of hours with the Pussy Hats. This is going to be the Kavanaugh hearings today. In about 10 minutes, they're going to begin the hearing. It's going to take them a while to get started, as it always does. There's going to be a lot of speech making by people. We're so glad to have you here and so forth. There'll be a prepared statement. But once they get into the actual questioning, we will go live with that so that you can hear some of the back and forth of that. I'm going to lay the context for this. And there are some new things on the Pussy Hats that have happened in the last 24 hours. We're going to take a look at some of those new allegations. Anonymous, anonymous, anonymous for the most part. But one of these that was anonymous that we thought was not going to show up that came out of Avenatti, we thought he was being trolled by 4chan. It looks like he's being trolled by a crazy lady. And we're going to tell you why I say a crazy lady. A lot of questions have arisen over her story and over her personal background. But there is something else that's new that's not related to the Kavanaugh hearing, and that is that we've just been shut down on Twitter. They have just shut down our Real News feed, so you won't be able to watch us live there. But here's where you go to watch us, folks. We have our own page at InfoWars.com, InfoWars.com/Real News. And there you can see 24/7, you can see this show, stream it audio, stream it video. And, of course, we also are up still on Facebook. We've got podcasts. I'm still on iTunes for some reason. And there are many other podcasts. Actually, podcasts have been where most people have listened to us there and on radio. iTunes has us. And then we were on TuneIn, Spreaker, and Stitcher. And one or two of those others have shut us down. I can't remember which ones. But if you can't find it, you can always go to InfoWars.com/Real News. We were actually hosting all of our podcasts off of our own site anyway. These other places were providing you with an index into the show. So, again, you can go to InfoWars.com/Real News, stream the audio, stream the video. You can download it or stream it, and you can get, again, audio or video there. And we've just now had Twitter come after us. I really haven't done anything in the last week or so with my personal Twitter account for the last couple of weeks because I know it's just a matter of time before they shut us down and shut me down personally. And so now it's already happened to the show. It'll just be a matter of time before they shut me down. And guess what, Jack? I'm not going to shut up. I'm going to point out what this is really about. And actually, it was Jack Dorsey who gave us the key on how we handle this kind of censorship. When he went to Capitol Hill and he had Marco Rubio begging him to censor things for the U.S. government, but to not censor things for the Chinese government. Yeah, you be our censors, not the Chinese censors. Well, they'll censor for the Chinese and China, and they'll censor for the U.S. Authorities in the U.S. But five times during that hearing, and again, this is a story that kudos to a reporter at Breitbart for digging this up. Going back to 1946, there was a Supreme Court decision. It was a company-owned town. And they owned everything. They owned the streets of the town. They owned the public square of the town. And they had a lady come in, and she was handing out Jehovah's Witness material. They believed that it was harassment. They didn't like her material. They didn't like her there. And they said, you can't do this. Go away. Well, she sued them and took it all the way to the Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court said, if it is a public square, then even if a private company owns the public square, the private company cannot censor your speech. And that is the principle, folks, for how we stop this. It's very simple. It isn't some kind of complicated, long, drawn-out negotiations about antitrust stuff. And we don't have to get into the it's just like, you own this, but it is a public forum. And Jack Dorsey at Twitter said that five times in the hearings, that it is a public square or it is a digital public square. And so I don't care if Twitter owns that public square. It is a public square. And the same thing is true of Facebook. The same thing is true of Google because they have a monopoly. And we need to understand that the internet is a public square. It is not the private property of Google, Facebook, and Twitter. So the conservatives and the libertarians need to shut up and understand what's going on. Censorship is not going to be allowed by private corporations anymore. We're going to allow it by the federal government. It's wrong. And we create governments to protect our rights. Our rights are to be able to speak freely. And if we don't have a government that will protect that, we'll get another government. Or we'll overthrow that or we'll alter it. That's the Declaration of Independence. We don't get our free speech just from government and then have it censored by big crony corporations as the liberals are applauding. All right, let's take a look at the Kavanaugh hearing. They're getting ready to start in a little bit. Let's take a little bit of a look at the background here. We got Schumer saying that Kavanaugh should withdraw. Kavanaugh withdraw. I'm going to hear them chanting that now. I'm sure that the protesters are going to be chanting that outside. Why should he withdraw, Schumer? You know, it was Chuck Schumer who said yesterday, we don't have any presumption of innocence or guilt. Well, we do have a presumption of innocence. This is another one of those things, like free speech, that we're gonna, that's worth fighting for. And to me, that is the most important takeaway from this. Regardless of whether you believe him or her, there should be a presumption of innocence. They can be heard. You know, let's let the people speak if they've got something to say. And then we need to decide what we think about this. The people who are going to vote need to decide what they're going to think about this. But there should be a process, a due process. And that due process begins with the presumption of innocence. We have lost that presumption of innocence for American citizens, and that is what I find far more alarming than the fact that a very powerful, very well-connected establishment Republican like Brett Kavanaugh has lost his presumption of innocence. I find it far more threatening that I and my family and my neighbor and you have lost our presumption of innocence in every interaction that we have with the federal government. And it's about time we take that back. And so the best takeaway that could happen from this is that he understand that, and that it affect the way that he rules as a Supreme Court justice. Let's hope that it does. Michael Goodwin has said the Kavanaugh chaos. He says, what country are we in? What country are we becoming? And that's true. You know, when you don't have any presumption of innocence, Donald Trump says guilty until proven innocent is a very, very dangerous standard for our country. And then Lindsey Graham summed it up. Let's play a little bit of Lindsey Graham. Says, if an accusation is enough, God help us all.
But here's the question for me and others. What is the standard? What is it going to be? Are you really innocent or guilty based on the accusation? Is there any presumption of innocence left in the confirmation process? We have an accusation 35 years old without any verification, and I'm going to look at his entire life. Not just this one moment in time in high school that I don't know when it happened and where it happened. And here's what I see from his entire life. A life well lived. And here's my understanding of this area of the law. If you're a sexual predator, if you're a serial rapist, you don't just do it a couple years and quit. The Harvey Weinsteins of the world continue to do it. And when you have a power over a woman, that's when you're most likely to do it. What do I have with Kavanaugh?
All right, we've got to take a break. As my producer Travis said, I don't think we're going to have any women coming out of the closet about Lindsey Graham. Nevertheless, he is absolutely right. If all you have to have is an accusation against somebody and you are guilty, presumed guilty, we better all be concerned. We better all be concerned about that kind of witch hunt environment. And it is the witches now who are doing the hunting. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced, four-stage, compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220-plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad-spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
Nourish a probiotic friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality, organic, and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
We're going to be talking about the hearings here. I just played for you what Lindsey Graham said at the end of the last segment. He said, we're going to apply the rule of law. We're going to have the presumption of innocence. And, of course, that is diametrically opposite to what Chuck Schumer said. He said, this is not a court of law. There is no presumption of innocence. We're not going to play those games here. We'll let the defendant go first, the person defending themselves against accusations. And we'll let the accuser go second, maybe, or whatever. They're not doing that, ultimately. But that was a suggestion from the Democrats. They don't really care. And folks, it's just like what we're talking about with censorship. Censorship isn't censorship only if the government does it. Censorship can be censorship if the biggest corporations the world has ever seen do it. The big corporations that own the internet, essentially, do it. That control the public space of the internet, do it. And we better have a government that stands in the way of that. And we better understand that even though this is not a court of law, that the principles that are applied, presumably in a court of law, we're going to be talking to Ryan Bundy. He can tell us about how the courts of law under this corrupt Department of Justice and federal government actually do work. We don't know. We know there's no due process there either. We know there's no Fourth Amendment protection for you and I either, whether it's in our personal papers and documents on the internet, or whether it's when we travel They don't recognize any of that. Or when our kids go to school, they don't recognize our privacy. They don't give us a protection against unreasonable searches. They don't care about any of this stuff. So let's start applying the rule of law. And if we don't have some rules to protect our privacy, if we don't have some rules to protect our presumption of innocence, then let's make some. Or better yet, since we already do have those rules, let's get some people who will follow the rules in Washington, D.C. That's the problem I have, quite frankly, with a lot of conservatives saying, we need to have a constitutional convention. It's like, no, we don't. Not until we actually get some people with integrity in Washington who will follow the rules, and most of them don't want to follow the rules on anything. So, anyway, as just a little bit of an update, as I said before, we have been shut down. Our Real News Twitter feed has been shut down on Twitter. I've got a little over 118,000 followers on my personal account, Libertarian. I'm sure they're going to shut that down, too, because you know what, Jack? You're not going to dictate to me what I have to say. I'm not following your damn rules, and I don't care if you shut the damn channel down. Makes me angry to see these people who think that they can control what other people say. And I don't care if they work for the government. I don't care if they're elected by people. I don't care if they've got a corporation and are billionaires. You're not going to tell me what to say, Jack Dorsey. You and your little millennials. I talked yesterday, and I'm sure this is what this is about, 7-day ban. I talked yesterday about the trannies. Yes, that's right, Jack. Trannies is the word. So just take me off permanently because I'm not going to be shut up by this. I'm not going to let you and your perverts push this agenda of transgenderism, push that to kindergarten kids, because I know that you're nothing but a bunch of pedophiles trying to pretend that since they can make the decision about what sex they are, they can make a decision to have sex with you, Jack. You're not going to do this. You're not going to do this, our kids. You're not going to shut me up. I'm not going to kowtow to this transgender agenda. I know precisely what is behind this. It's why I opposed Rex Tillerson, and I called President Trump out on it, and I'm not going to bow down to a CEO of Twitter. We've got an article up on InfoWars talking about PayPal doing business with degenerate websites, even though they banned us. We've got them providing numerous live webcam sites with checkout. So that's right, you can go to a live website, and you can use PayPal to get a live sex feed. You can do all kinds of stuff in this article that's up on InfoWars.com. PayPal does business with degenerate websites after banning InfoWars. So that's right, porn is fine, especially, I'm sure, if it's tranny porn or if it's kiddie porn. You can still pay for that with PayPal. But you can't watch libertarian or conservative news. You can't watch people who are going to expose that perversion. We'll see about that. If you want to see it, you're going to have to go directly to InfoWars.com/real news. We're going to host our own stuff. We're already doing it, and that's where you can find it. As a matter of fact, let's just run down for them exactly how they can do it, because a lot of people are confused about that. First, you go to InfoWars.com. If you can't remember the link, it's InfoWars.com/real show. But if you go to InfoWars.com and then you go to the main menu and you click watch shows, you're going to see this screen here that you're seeing right now. And then if you go to find our show, that's the one in the middle, Real News with David Knight, or you can go to the Alex Jones Show, The War Room with Owen Shorier. Of course, all the shows are there, and they're running 24/7. So that takes you to one of the three shows. And then if you want to subscribe to the podcast, how does that work, CJ? If you go there, then it pops up down at the bottom, and you can download a thing that allow you
easiest
to...
easiest ways to subscribe is to download the RSS file. Mm-hmm. After you've downloaded the RSS file, you can use a third-party podcasting app. iTunes is still functional for Real News. If you're a Windows user, you can use Groover Podcast or Juice. I'm not even sure if the old Winamp application functions for that, but if you've got a Mac, there are a handful of other third-party podcasting apps other than iTunes, as well as iOS apps.
That's right.
Doing a little bit of research to find out what the best app is for iOS, but I think there's plenty of flexibility there without using the Apple applications.
So the bottom line is you can stream the video, you can stream the audio directly from our site, InfoWars.com/real news. The other thing that you can do, as CJ pointed out, is you can download the podcast list, depending on your platform, and you can manage it that way. Because that's essentially what's being done by Apple at iTunes. They just manage the list. And for some reason, I'm still up there. They just haven't figured out. I'm so obscure here at InfoWars. I haven't figured it out yet. But Twitter has now figured it out. So I fully expect them to shut down my personal account as well. That's why I'm on Gab. And right now, if you go there, I'll post it up again. I posted it a couple of weeks ago and had a lot of people go to Gab. But just the last couple of weeks, I haven't done much in terms of social media. I was doing the speech in Branson, Missouri, the Gen 6 conference and other things, getting caught up, coming back. So I really haven't been that active on social media. But if you want to find that, I'll put up the Gab link because it's just a matter of time before Jack Dorsey thinks he's going to shut me down. Yes, it is your private property, but Jack, as you pointed out, it is a public square. And as the Supreme Court has already said back in 1946, even though you own that, it is a public square, Jack. You said that. And so that means, as the Supreme Court said, that you don't have the right to throw me out. You don't have that right. And if we have a Department of Justice that is worth a damn, they will enforce that Supreme Court ruling. All right. So let's talk about this Kavanaugh situation. Again, there's a difference of opinion between whether or not we should follow the time-proven procedures of innocent until proven guilty, whether we should have a fair hearing. USA Today says, despite new accusers, the Democrats' war on Brett Kavanaugh could cost them the midterm elections. Oh, well, that's kind of interesting because Politico takes exactly the opposite approach. Politico thinks that it's going to damage people who have spoken up for innocent until proven guilty, people like Lindsey Graham. I don't think that's the case. As I said yesterday, I think that this is galvanizing. Yesterday morning, I said that this is galvanizing the Republican base to see how these people act. And that is a big factor because in midterm elections, typically the party that won the presidential election kind of lapses into a complacency. And this is waking people up, along with the threats to impeach President Trump. And so they understand this has always been a big part of why people vote for a particular party or a particular candidate, and that is the Supreme Court decision, because the Supreme Court can do a great deal of damage to our personal lives, as we have all seen in just the last couple of years, with them jumping in and usurping their authority to define what marriage is, or with them coming in and saying, well, the government can force you to buy insurance from a private carrier and so forth. They have a big effect on our personal lives. They could come in and destroy the Second Amendment, for example. Or they could protect innocent life by overthrowing a previous Supreme Court decision, Roe v. Wade. That's what the left is really angry about. So it does have a big effect on it. But as we're going to point out in the next hour when we talk to Ryan Bundy, the really real way that you're going to get your freedom back is by taking control of a local government with people who have a backbone like Ryan Bundy.
Words cannot describe how big the stakes are for the future of humanity right now. InfoWars is being openly targeted by the Democratic Party, leftist CIA operatives, the corrupt Justice Department, and the entire Soros crime syndicate. People say, why would you start a fight with them? Because they were already dominating and running America into the ground. And I knew we had no future if we didn't do this. So we've already had incredible success. But if you will simply realize how epic this is and understand how real this fight is and why we've been made the main target, and if you financially support us and if you spread the word about our articles and videos, InfoWars.com, we won't just continue to stand up against these brutal scumbags. We'll win. We have huge sales at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And we're still able to operate the shopping cart and get stuff shipped out to you, despite the fact they're trying to block our commerce and your right to the market. But if you don't stand up and support us financially, Soros and globalists may win. This is InfoWars Darkest Hour. We need your support. I'm counting on you.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun Vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. We're going to take a look at what is going on with the hearing. And of course, right now they are in the standing stage. Theoretically, it began at about 20 minutes ago, but they're still standing around. After the standing around stage, we will enter a grandstanding stage. This is where all the politicians take turns speechifying. They want to get the spotlight, so they'll be doing their grandstanding. After that, we will have the reading of prepared statements that have already been released, and I have those statements here. I will give you those highlights before we do that. Then they will start the questioning, the back-and-forth questioning. That will be the interesting part, and we will join that live. We will also have Ryan Bundy joining us in the next segment because, folks, the real solutions to our problems don't lie in the district of corruption. They don't lie in Washington debauchery and corruption. So we're going to cover those live allegations, but we're going to give you the background here. We're going to tell you what's in those prepared statements and what has happened in the last 24 hours as we wait for them to get past the opening, boring formalities that always precede these events. And before we get to the background here, I just want to tell you how you can support us, because as I pointed out, they have just Twitter has just moved against us because they had the audacity to talk about the transgender agenda against our kids. I quite frankly, I don't care what these adults do. But when they start going around to kindergarten areas and start recruiting our children, when they start pretending that there is a gender fluidity here, and when they start taking off bracelets off of newborn babies because they don't want to stigmatize the newborn babies who are reading those bracelets, these newborn baby geniuses are reading the bracelets. What? They're saying, I'm a girl, I'm a boy, when they're actually a girl. I don't know. That's what they're afraid of in Colorado. So I talked about that. I talked about how absurd that is. But it's not just absurd and silly and insane But it is also a preparing to say that they can have consensual sex with these children because they can determine what gender they are. They can obviously determine whether or not they want to have sex. So as we talk about all this stuff and we get all excited about what happened with high schoolers, we don't seem to be caring about what is happening to our kindergarten kids and how these politicians in the Democrat Party, who are so incensed about the Me Too movement, will go after our children at the same time. These are the sexual predators coming after your children. And so if I say that, they'll take us off. Of course, that's one of the reasons why we're not on Sirius FM or XM radio anymore, is because the CEO there is a transgender, and he or she doesn't like us talking about this kind of stuff. We used to be there. We're not going to shut up about this stuff. So go ahead and take me off, Jack. I don't really care. You're not going to dictate what I have to say. And if you want to keep us on, again, you can go to Infowars.com/real news. That's where you can get the live video feed. You can get live audio feed there 24-7. My program, the other programs, Alex's program, Owen's program. You can get all the programs there 24-7, video or audio. And if you want to keep that up and running, we need your support. And one of the things that we do is we sell products that help your health. This is a product that we have just for our audience. ProPure King Water Filtration System. We have a special just for our audience, 15% off. That's the large gravity feed water filtration system from ProPure. That's the King Water Filtration System. You can get 15% off. Use the code REALNEWS at checkout. You can also get BrainForce Plus, my favorite supplement, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Secret 12, our vitamin B12 formula, 40% off. We have Super Male and Super Female Vitality, both of those 50% off. And finally, we're on our final run of Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. But while supplies last, you can get that at 25% off as well. Take a look at the specials we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We really do appreciate and need your support. Okay, so as we're looking at this, the Democrats think that this is going to be something that's going to damage the Republicans. I disagree. I think it's going to wake up the complacent, normally off-election complacent base, the Republicans. And actually, USA Today said that as well. Democrats' war on Brett Kavanaugh could cost them the midterm elections. I'm going to tell you how far they have gone in these claims as well. But I think it's also interesting that in Minnesota, a local Minnesota newspaper there is having to sue to unseal Ellison's divorce records. Isn't that interesting? You know, we've got Brett Kavanaugh's yearbooks and calendars and everything spread all over the internet for everybody to dissect and to make all kinds of inferences about. But of course, Christine Ford's yearbook was sealed, essentially. We've had some pages of that purportedly released. Other people are trying to get that, but that's all been sealed. And so have Keith Ellison's divorce records, where his ex-wives have said that he abused an ex-girlfriend, his ex-wife. So anyway, that has been sealed because we're not allowed to know about all these private details of Democrats. It's only Republicans that we see the private details of their lives about. And so they're having to sue to get to that information. Meanwhile, we got over 60 high school contemporaries of Kavanaugh have rebutted these new allegations that it didn't happen. And then this really strange thing that came out last night, we heard from the Senate Judiciary Committee that two individuals came out and said, actually, we were the ones that attacked Christine Ford. And she's mistaking Brett Kavanaugh for us. That's pretty amazing. So things are really, we had a lot of new things come out in the last 24 hours. Let me just read you a little bit of the text. Again, we've got the prepared statements of Brett Kavanaugh, who will be testifying today and then facing questioning, as well as the prepared statement of Christine Ford, who will be testifying today and will read her statement and then answer questions. This is the beginning of Brett Kavanaugh's statement. He said, 11 days ago, Dr. Ford publicly accused me of committing a serious wrong more than 36 years ago when we were both in high school. I denied the allegation immediately, unequivocally, and categorically. The next day, I told this committee that I wanted to testify as soon as possible, under oath, to clear my name. Over the past few days, other false and uncorroborated accusations have been aired. There is a frenzy to come up with something, anything, no matter how far-fetched or odious, that will block a vote on my nomination. These are last-minute smears, pure and simple, and they debase our public discourse. So let's take a look at some of these last-minute smears that have come out. As True Pundit pointed out, CNN and The Hill immediately spread some anonymous claims against Kavanaugh yesterday when they came out, the last day or so. Rhode Island man called Democrat Rhode Island Senator Sheldon Whitehouse's office and claimed that Kavanaugh and one of the judge's high school friends, Mark Judge, had drunkenly sexually assaulted a friend of his while in Rhode Island in 1998. Again, it would be hearsay, but it's anonymous hearsay. I don't want my name used. I'm not going to give you the name of this person that I heard was assaulted. The man's name was redacted in the transcripts that were released to the public, but the investigator quoted verbatim several outlandish anti-Trump tweets from the man's Twitter account. That allowed reporters to identify him on Twitter as Jeffrey Catlin. Now, once Jeffrey Catlin was ID'd and outed, once he lost his anonymity, he recanted. Oh, I was mistaken. I made a mistake. Right after that, immediately when they found out who this guy was, because he didn't have the courage, he's out there anonymously slandering Kavanaugh. He immediately backs down. We also had late yesterday an anonymous fourth woman accuser emerging. NBC report, Senate Judiciary Committee was inquiring of at least one additional allegation of misconduct. This person said, "I will remain anonymous, but I feel obligated to inform you of a 1998 incident involving Brett Kavanaugh." She said the incident involved her daughter and several other people. They said they left the bar, a bar, under the influence of alcohol. They were all shocked when Brett Kavanaugh shoved her friend up against the wall very aggressively and sexually. There were at least four witnesses, including my daughter. Her friend, all traumatized, called my daughter yesterday, still traumatized, I should say, wondering what to do about it. They decided to remain anonymous. So, purportedly, she was shoved up against a wall aggressively and sexually, and now 20 years later, she is still traumatized about it. But she is anonymous. All the witnesses are anonymous. The woman is anonymous. And so, one investigator asked Brett Kavanaugh, "Did these events described occur?" He said, "No. We're dealing with an anonymous letter about an anonymous person and an anonymous friend and anonymous witnesses. It's ridiculous. It's total Twilight Zone. I've never done anything like that." And then we have another one involving the Rhode Island Democrat Senator Sheldon Whitehouse. He received a phone call Tuesday morning about a rape on a boat in August of 1985. Claims that there was a close acquaintance of a Rhode Island constituent. Again, a hearsay anonymous claim. He said, "I was not in Newport. Haven't been on a boat in Newport ever. Not with Mark Judge on a boat anywhere. None of those three things combined. This is just completely made up. Or at least it's not me. I don't know what they're referring to." Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Just like our information is game-changing, our products are game-changing. And Survival Shield X2 is the pure iodine. No one else has this, from deep earth crystals between 7 and 12,000 feet. It's very hard for me to get. It's the good halogen. But instead, they hammer you with the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, that literally fog you, fill all your cells, your thyroid, you name it. BioTrue Selenium goes with it like a horse and carriage. Selenium is an electrochemical. It's needed as well in all activity in the body, particularly neurons. So these go incredibly well together. We have a combo of those. Just experience it for yourself. Why do you think they fear me so much? Very simple stuff. Filter your water. Yeah, I find myself selling water filters. Best out there for the price. When I say it's the last run, it could be 6 months a year until we get more. I hope we get more. This is the last run, it looks like. Survival Short X2, InfoWarsStore.com, or InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
We all know the importance of fish oils. While we are sure to provide them for ourselves, it's just as important to make sure your kids get their EPA and DHA too. Honor Roll is a powerful DHA fish oil formula for your child. Built from the ground up to support your child's development, this formula uses wild anchovy fish oil, ultra-purified krill oil, and wild salmon fish oil with vitamins to boost your child's mind and body. With this fish oil formula, you can support your child's optimal heart, joint, cognitive, and brain health while providing DHA, which has been shown to be essential for your child's brain growth spurts. Built on powerful ingredients with 580 milligrams of high DHA omega-3s, this formula is highly refined to eliminate nearly all heavy metals. If you're looking for a formula to help your child grow, look no further. Try Honor Roll from InfoWars Life at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. In a world of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Yeah, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. I don't know how much truth we're going to get in these hearings today. And, of course, they haven't started yet. We were supposed to start it a half hour ago, but they're still standing around. And then, as I said, they're going to start grandstanding once it starts. A lot of speeches. Then there'll be prepared statements that'll be read. We will join them once they start the questioning. And that should be a bit interesting. But as we look at all these different things, I kind of categorize them into, you know, door number one, door number two, door number three, door number four I already talked about. Door number four were all these anonymous things, wild, crazy things. Oh, it was on a boat in 1985. He says, I was never on a boat with this person. I was never there and so forth. And, you know, no proof, nobody going on record. As soon as one of these people was outed by Twitter that made an anonymous statement through a Democrat senator from Rhode Island, he immediately said, I was mistaken. I was mistaken. They don't have the courage to stand behind this. We're going to be joining Ryan Bundy in the next segment. We've moved him up. He's going to be at the bottom of the hour. He graciously consented to come on a little bit early here. He's going to be running for governor in Nevada. I want to hear from him what the real solution is, because the real solution doesn't lie in Washington. It doesn't lie with the Supreme Court. We can use them to block some of the actions that the Democrats want to do. But we're going to talk about that, and then we're going to follow the hearing once the questioning starts. One of these people, of course, was Ramirez. She would be door number two, I guess. She was the second accuser. And as we reported yesterday, she will not come to this hearing. Her lawyer said, read about it in the New Yorker. She's not going to face any questioning with this. What do we know about her? Well, she is somebody who is a left-wing activist. She campaigned against the use of the word sissy. Sissy. And I guess if I were to go into the details of this, I would upset Jack Dorsey. So let me do that. Let me go into the details of this. Ramirez is a left-wing activist. She spoke at PFLAG, Parents, Families, and Friends of Lesbians and Gays events. And she campaigned against the use of the word sissy on T-shirts that were handed out at an annual Colorado 10K run. She said, people say you're a sissy to put them down. This is what she wrote when she was campaigning against it. She said, the word is used to put down traits that are problematically and stereotypically associated with women. And so I look at this, I say, well, does that mean then that we can't say girly man? You know, is sissy is bad, but can we say that somebody is a girly man? And if we can't, do we have to go back and take Saturday Night Live off of social media? Do we have to purge all of those comedy routines, you know, when they were doing the weightlifters, Dana Carvey and these other guys, making fun of other people for being girly men because they couldn't lift all those weights? I don't know. She said it's hurtful to everyone to promote the belief that we should all strive to have traits that are stereotypically associated with men. All genders express, and she means all genders. She doesn't mean both genders. For them, gender is not binary, remember? This is, we're in Star Trek area now, right? We got as many genders as they have life on other planets, because it's all in their minds. All genders express emotions, and they should be embraced when they do. So when adults and children say, that's so gay, or you're a sissy, that's retarded. We can shed light on what's really being said. That's Debbie Ramirez, and she is not going to testify. That would have been an interesting testimony right there. And then we have Avenatti, who was not trolled by 4chan. It turns out that he was trolled by a crazy woman. He said she was going to be 100% credible. Immediately after he tweets out her name and identity, he gets on to The View at ABC. He gets on to MSNBC. Trump comes out and nails it. He says Avenatti is a third-rate lawyer, good at making false accusations like he did on me and like he's doing now on Judge Kavanaugh. He's just looking for attention. He doesn't want people to look at his past records and relationships, a total lowlife. Well, what do we find out about her? Well, one of the things that people are scratching their heads about is that she was actually, if you look at the age and the dates that they're talking about, she was actually in college when Brett Kavanaugh was in high school. So if she's saying that she's going to rape parties by these kids, that is questioning. And the fact that she went there 10 times, 10 times. How many times? What's going on? Was she gang rape or was she committing statutory rape? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first, just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
David Knight, we're going to be joined by Ryan Bundy in this segment. We have just now had the hearings begin on Kavanaugh. Of course, Christine Ford is going to speak first. She has a prepared statement. I'll give you the executive summary here. And then we're going to talk to Ryan Bundy, who is running as an independent for governor in Nevada. Whether you are in Nevada or not, of course, you can always contribute to somebody who is running if they are going to be doing what you want to see done, and he has a great platform that shows us how we get our freedoms back. You know, one of the reasons that we're concerned about the Supreme Court is that the Supreme Court can be very instrumental in taking our freedoms. It can also be helpful in terms of delaying our freedoms being taken away from us. But I haven't seen any evidence for a very long time that our Supreme Court has reversed any of these actions that they have taken on us. So we're going to talk to Ryan Bundy, and then we will join the hearing as the senators begin to question Christine Ford on her statement. But we're not going to go through the prepared statement and have and cover that reading and the grandstanding that the senators are going to be doing there. So joining us now is Ryan Bundy. And, of course, many of you remember the Bundy standoff that was there and, of course, the longstanding dispute. So we're going to talk to him a little bit about his view of state sovereignty, as well as his view of individual rights, because these are things that have been lost in our country. And as I've said before, I don't think that the solution lies in Washington, but with people who have a backbone to stand up at the state level. And so when we go back and look at what happened at the Bundy situation, of course, he was spent 2 years in prison. And it was a very abusive time. We've talked to Ammon Bundy about that time in prison. Of course, their father in his 70s, Clive and Bundy, was also abused severely in prison. They were abused at the hands of the judicial system as well, as were other people who were charged a couple of years after the standoff, some still in prison. It was a BLM whistleblower that finally forced that judge to declare a mistrial and then dismiss the trial with prejudice so they couldn't come back. And yet we still have a corrupt Department of Justice that's trying to reopen that. That is how bad Washington is. And so we need to be able to do something at the independent level. And joining us now is Ryan Bundy. Thank you for joining us, sir.
Well, thank you for having me, David. I appreciate being here today.
I'm really glad to see you running here, especially because after the way that you were treated, after the abuse and the persecution that you got from the Justice Department and are still suffering from, and after all the you know, being a victim of that kind of corruption and abuse inside the prison system, most people would just kind of keep their head down and try to quietly live their life. But that's not what you and your brothers are doing. You're fighting back, and I really appreciate that you're doing that. We need somebody with that kind of grit to stand up to these people.
Well, thank you. You know, my father taught us a long time ago that, you know, he said, and his motto, we'll do whatever it takes. And, you know, the process, the court cases, the persecution that we went through, and now what we're doing now is just part of whatever it takes to preserve our freedom for ourselves, for our families, and our country.
I want to talk to you a little bit about some of the issues, because, you know, normally these are issues that we don't hear talked about with Republicans and Democrats. It's very important to do that. Before we do, real quickly, a lot of people know about the Bundy standoff and the trial and those issues. But let's talk a little bit. You begin on your homepage where you're laying out your background here. You began by talking about what happened to you at the age of 7. Tell us about that and tell us how that was difficult for you as a child. I'm sure that what happened in the aftermath of that accident resulted in a lot of ridicule for you as a child. How did that affect you, and how did that shape your character?
Well, you know, again, just a brief on the accident. I was run over by a car, and the car ran right up onto my head, and it caused the skull to fracture slightly, and that fracture resulted in a little sliver of bone going into my motor nerve and deadened the left side of my face. So I'm paralyzed, more or less, on the left side of the face. And so ever since then till now, you know, I only have a half smile, and left side of my face don't work. And that was difficult. You know, I gained a lot from it also, because it caused me to toughen up.
Yeah. Yeah, because you're going to have, you're in school, and sometimes you get a side of your face paralyzed like that. Kids are going to make fun of that relentlessly. We all know, we've all been kids. We know that kids will pick on anything that's different about another kid, and they will just hammer that like a bunch of chickens in a barnyard.
You know, the older kids at the time, like, you know, I went through a K-12 school, so I was in the same school all the time, so there were some older kids there, and a group of them called me Popeye. Yeah, because I had the slightest case. But, you know, hey, I thought that was all right. I was good with that. Popeye was a good name. but still, that's what it's all about.
Anyway, well, that's good. You had a sense of humor about it. Yeah, and then it toughened you up for that kind of ridicule. And, of course, now people are ridiculing you guys and misrepresenting what you stand for. One of the key things that you guys have been talking about is sovereignty. And you pointed out that only 10% of Nevada is really a state. The rest of it is a federal territory. Tell the audience the difference between a state and a territory, and what's wrong with the federal government claiming ownership of 90% of Nevada.
Well, you know, to understand that, people need to go to the Constitution. And in Article 4, it talks about the power that Congress has over the territory. And in a territory, Congress has the power to dispose of and to make the needful rules and regulations respecting the territory. And so a territory is obviously different than a state. And so Congress has power over territories, again, to make the needful rules and regulations, but they also have an obligation to dispose of them. Because Congress only has what power we have delegated to it, we delegate it to them the power to dispose of, but we never give them any authority to retain. And so there comes the obligation that they must dispose of the territory. Now, our founding fathers, first of all, created a union of several independent sovereign states. And they were several, meaning not one, but many states, 13 original, and they were separate, single, and independent from one another after the Revolutionary War. Now, they intended to unite, and they first of all did under the Articles of Confederation, and then later they perfected that union under the Constitution for the United States. And then they knew that there would be new states that would be formed and enter the Union. And so there was much discussion amongst them as to what these new states would be. There was some concern that the new states would become greater than the original states and overpower them. So they didn't want that to happen. there were some who said, oh, let's make sure that the new states are subordinate and so they will never be equal. They will all be lesser to us. And that was rejected. And one of our founding fathers stated, or the argument was, that if new states that enter the Union are not equal in every regard, then either one, they will not join the Union, or two, they will quickly revolt from us. And so it was decided that each new state that would enter the Union would be equal in every way as the original 13. And so now we need to consider what is a state. Now,
that's right. We talk about President Trump and this whole movement that is happening to push back against globalism worldwide. It is a movement of sovereignty. And so we understand that there needs to be a, you know, sovereign states. But then the question is, especially in the United States, where does that sovereignty lie? Are the states really some kind of a bureaucratic subdivision of the United States? Because prior to the Civil War, everybody said the United States are. After the Civil War, they said the United States is. There was a consolidation of power there that's not reflected really in the Constitution, but in our thinking. They made some changes where they had the direct election of senators rather than having them appointed by the states. They wanted to maintain, in the original format, they wanted to maintain a balance of powers, not just within the three branches of federal government, but between the people, the states, and the federal government. And that's why we have the Ninth and Tenth Amendment. And a lot of the federal overreaches that we see right now are coming from people ignoring the Ninth and Tenth Amendment. So we're going to talk to Ryan Bundy. We got one more segment with him. We're going to talk about some issues. Stay with us.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high quality bone broth, one of the most popular health foods on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Ryan Bundy. He's running for governor in Nevada. After this segment, we're going to join the questioning of Christine Ford. She has read her statement, and the questioning has begun, and we're going to get to that questioning right after this. But I wanted to spend one more segment with Ryan Bundy, because I think he's got the right idea for what has to be done. We see this overreach from Washington, a lot of it coming from the Supreme Court. Will Kavanaugh be a better Supreme Court justice because he has been not given the presumption of innocence, not given due process? I don't know, but I know somebody that wasn't given the presumption of innocence, who wasn't given due process, who served 2 years in jail before he even got a trial. And that's Ryan Bundy. They were physically abused in jail as well. I want somebody who has experienced the fist of tyranny and has stood up and has a backbone to fight back instead of cowering away and to just leave me alone now. And that's not what the Bundys are doing. They're fighting up and they're taking this on. We were just talking about sovereignty, and I think that is a big issue. We need to understand the solution lies in our states and local governments and not in Washington. Washington is the problem. And so let's talk, Ryan, about some of the issues that you want to talk about that are kind of state issues, but they're going to apply to all these different states, not just Nevada, but you can make the case to the Nevada voters or to anybody that wants to support you. And tell people where they can find you, find your website, where they can donate to your campaign.
Okay, well, first of all, I'll talk about my website, which is governorbundy.com. And if you visit governorbundy.com, you can...
Can you spell out Governor Bundy, or is it abbreviated?
It's spelled all the way out, governorbundy.com.
Okay. All right.
And you can read about my issues there and some other things we've got going on there. Also, you can donate from some sites there. The buttons on there.
Donate. Okay, good. All right, we'll talk a little bit about the states and territories. I know a lot of people have been following the Bundy situation, understand this issue. So let's go to some of the other issues since we just have one segment here. Let's go to education. Talk to people a little bit about education.
Okay, well, first of all, I understand Nevada is rated 50th out of the state, 50 out of 50. So wow. Our education here is the worst, supposedly, in the whole country. And I have to wonder, you know, why. You know, of course, I went to school here. I went through it. I believe I learned some things. I believe I got some education. Of course, that was, you know, quite a few years ago. And yet there's a problem. Now, a few things I can see is that the school district is in Clark County is gigantic. It's just huge. It's just become a huge bureaucracy of its own. And I think that alone is damaging, you know, the education ability.
Just the size of it, right?
Just because of the size of it, yeah. To be voted on the school board is about like being voted, you know, as a senator of the state. I mean, it's a big deal.
That's right, yeah.
Have so much power and pull. And and as you can see, when any time bureaucracy gets huge, you know, effectiveness decreases. And that's what's going on here in the school.
I know you've got in here under clean up the government. You got basically the issues are broken down into two different categories. One of them is clean up the government, and the other one is individual rights, the rights of self-determination, the right of the family, and so forth. I really like that kind of division. But when you talk about how big the educational department is there, one of the things that you have under cleaning up the government is draining the swamp. Now, we've heard that a lot. I think that the way that you drain the swamp people, what do you drain it of? Do you drain it of people? I think you have to drain it of power. And that's really what you said in your drain the swamp proposition. Talked about thinning out government staff and replacing, questionable people, but replacing the excessive bureaucracy. That's kind of like what you're talking about with the education system, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And, you know, just to stick with education a little bit more, you know, the monies that are collected and then allocated to the education of our children, I want to see that go to the children directly. Be directed as the parents see fit. I do believe that educating a child is primarily the responsibility of the parent, and government only has the responsibility to aid the individual in claiming, using, and defending his rights. And so the state might aid the parents in the education process, but primarily the responsibility belongs to the parents. And so if the money were to follow the student at the parent's discretion, then they can choose which school, what type of school, whether it be a home school, private school, charter school, or some type of more public school that they send their child to. Yeah, if the money were available, I think that new schools would be built, new private schools, and there would be competition to receive those funds. And I
absolutely think, right. And I think if we don't, we have to understand that parents need to take more responsibility, not go with a default choice. I have many relatives who are teachers, and they would all tell me that they could tell if a child is going to do well or not, whether or not the parents are interested. If the parents aren't interested, the child's not going to prosper in any kind of system. But if the parents are interested, they should be able to have the power to make those kinds of choices. And that means economic power as well, like you pointed out, to have the money follow the child. Let's talk a little bit about some of the individual rights, the right of self-determination, and the right to own property. Talk about there'll be no seizure of property without just compensation. We see that a lot with civil asset forfeiture. What's your position on that and the drug war?
Well, first of all, you know, our Constitution guarantees that our property cannot be taken without just compensation, and yet they're using these asset forfeiture laws where they'll arrest somebody, they'll take all the monies out of their pocket or whatever else they have in their car, and then they put it into their fund, and those people never see it back. I've heard stories where they've taken like 75 cents from somebody and would return that program, or thousands. But either way, that's a violation of our individual rights to be secure in our personal papers and things, not to have things taken from us that we have worked for and earned. Now, you know, when we talk about like the drug wars and so forth, you know, basically what we've done in the country here is we've created a system to where we're prosecuting people without any determination that there's a crime, without a victim, where there is no victim, there is no crime, and yet we use the drugs as an excuse to persecute, prosecute, and imprison people, oftentimes when there has no crime committed.
And that's corrupted our government in numerous ways, and I'm glad to see your position on that. Of course, you have one of the issues here that you have I'm surprised to see, because not too many people talk about it, and that is the right to travel. That is a very important right that most people don't really understand. I've talked many times about how it is a military tactic that in order to win a battle, you have to be able to shoot, move, and communicate. And they're coming after our Second Amendment. They're coming after our First Amendment. But they're also coming after our ability to travel. And they're going to be coming after that in a big way. I'm glad to see you're talking about the right to travel.
Okay, well, let me talk about that just a little bit. You know, oftentimes people just refer to our rights that are enumerated, in other words, listed and written down in the, you know, in our Bill of Rights, you know, the First 10 Amendments. But we often forget about the Ninth Amendment. The Ninth Amendment states that besides these that have been enumerated, we have many more rights. Now, one of
Absolutely.
Those rights is the right to travel. Now, the government, especially the state government, say, oh, you don't have a right to to drive. It's a privilege.
Ryan, we're out of time, and I've got to get back to the Christine Ford hearings. I want to get you back on and talk more about this. If people want to find these issues, find out how they can support him, GovernorBundy.com. That's how you can support Ryan Bundy. Take a look at those issues. You need to do this in your state as well. We'll be right back.
Words cannot describe how big the stakes are for the future of humanity right now. InfoWars is being openly targeted by the Democratic Party, leftist CIA operatives, the corrupt Justice Department, and the entire Soros crime syndicate. People say, why would you start a fight with them? Because they were already dominating and running America into the ground. And I knew we had no future if we didn't do this. So we've already had incredible success. But if you will simply realize how epic this is and understand how real this fight is and why we've been made the main target, and if you financially support us, and if you spread the word about our articles and videos, InfoWars.com, we won't just continue to stand up against these brutal scumbags. We'll win. We have huge sales at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And we're still able to operate the shopping cart and get stuff shipped out to you, despite the fact they're trying to block our commerce and your right to the market. But if you don't stand up and support us financially, Soros the globalists may win. This is InfoWars Darkest Hour. We need your support. I'm counting on you.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
In a world of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. We're going to join the Christine Ford Kavanaugh hearings. He's taking questions right now. Just real quickly to recap, We've had in the last 24 hours a lot of anonymous charges made, and as one of the individuals was exposed that wanted to remain anonymous, he immediately recanted the charges and statements that he'd made. As these cockroaches have the light shine on them, they go scurrying back off into the woodwork. And this is what is really shameful about this process. But it's what the Democrat Party has come to. I think what we're witnessing here, hopefully, are the dying throes of identity politics and what it eventually comes to. We had Avenatti yesterday. There were articles written about claims made on 4chan that they had pwned him. It turns out that they had not, but he had been completely trolled or allowed himself to be trolled or was using somebody for political purposes. This person that came out, Julie Swetnick, was not vetted, evidently, by Avenatti, or maybe he did better and didn't care. Immediately, you had outlets like Politico, not friendly to Republicans or to Brett Kavanaugh, say the ex-boyfriend filed a restraining order against her. Going back to 2001, her former boyfriend, they dated for 4 years. He said, right after I broke up with her, she was threatening my family, threatening my wife, threatening to do harm to my baby at that time. And Avenatti replied and said, why are you attacking a sexual assault victim? Would that be appropriate in a court of law? Well, I don't know. I mean, ask Schumer. He says this isn't a court of law. And this guy says that he was the victim of this individual. He had to file a restraining order against her. He says, I've got lots of facts and evidence that what she is saying is not true at all, said her ex-boyfriend. He said, I'm not going to say anything until I speak to an attorney first. And then you have another individual who called into a radio show. This was the Cooner Report on iHeartRadio. He said, I'm a friend. I'm a neighbor. We know the family. We know Julie Swetnick and her family. He says he grew up near the family, says she is, quote, delusional and a whack job. He also called in the radio show and said she had substance abuse issues and mental health issues. And he said his name was Thomas. He claims that his sister was also in classes with this Avenatti accuser. Says his sister called him when the story broke and referred to her as a delusional whack job. He said, growing up, we always knew that Julie not only had issues, but she had a full subscription of them, claiming that also involved substance abuse. So there's a lot of issues here. One final thing that was found out about her background immediately, we had the Daily Wire look at it and said that she was involved a decade ago in a dispute with her former employer, New York Life Insurance Company, over a sexual harassment complaint. That was reported by the Wall Street Journal. They said representing her in that complaint was Deborah Katz, the lawyer who is currently representing Dr. Ford. See, Deborah Katz, it appears, is another one of these ambulance chasers of the Pussyhat Me Too groups, just like Gloria Allred. And so that appears to be the background here. If you consider the sources, you consider the backgrounds, you consider what we know about her background, that doesn't seem credible. So that brings us to Christine Ford. And in her statement, she was kind of vague. She said, when I was 14 or 15 years old, I had been friendly with a classmate of Brett's for a short time. And the question is, who is this? Do we have a name? Do we even know if it's male or female individual? There were statements that Leyland Kaiser, a lifelong friend, knew both of them. Whatever, said, no, I don't even know Kavanaugh. So let's go to the questioning as she is replying right now live. Let's join the hearing live. And we'll break into more of this as we go through it. Here's the live hearing of questioning of Christine Ford.
Brett Kavanaugh, Mark Judge, a boy named PJ, and one other boy whose name I cannot recall. I also remember my friend Leland attending. I do not remember all of the details of how that gathering came together. But like many that summer, it was almost surely a spur-of-the-moment gathering. I truly wish I could be more helpful with more detailed answers to all of the questions that have and will be asked about how I got to the party and where it took place and so forth. I don't have all the answers, and I don't remember as much as I would like to.
She is still reading her statement. But let me give you the highlights of her statement, because it is quite lengthy. And I think it's more important for us to get into the bigger picture and the context for this as well. As I was saying, She was very vague. She's still at the beginning of her statement, as a matter of fact. She said, I was friendly with a classmate of Brett's for a short time during my freshman year. It was also through that connection that I attended a number of parties that Brett also attended. And so, again, as I said, well, who was this person? She doesn't name them. She says, in the summer of 82, I spent almost every day at Columbia Country Club in Chevy Chase, Maryland, swimming and practicing diving. After a day of swimming at the club, I attended a small gathering at the house in Chevy Chase, Bethesda area. And this is where we picked up, where we just were listening to her. She said, a spur of the moment gathering. So doesn't really know the real time or the place precisely. She now thinks she knows what year it was and who it was that was there. She said, I truly wish I could provide detailed answers to all the questions that I've been and will be asked about how I got to the party, where it took place, and so forth. Yeah, it would be good. It would help your credibility if you had answers for any details, but she doesn't. She says, I don't have all the answers, and I don't remember as much as I would like to. And then further on in the statement that she hasn't gotten to yet, she says, I told my husband before we were married that I had experienced a sexual assault. I'd never told the details to anyone until May 2012, during a couples counseling session. And she goes on to say, my husband recalls that I named my attacker as Brett Kavanaugh. Now, this is significant because this is different from what we originally heard. We originally heard that she had not named Brett Kavanaugh as the attacker. She says, over the years, occasionally I stated that my assailant was a prominent lawyer or a judge, but I did not use his name. I do not recall each person I spoke to about Brett's assault. But until July 2018, I had never named Mr. Kavanaugh as my attacker outside of therapy. Remember, she claims that she used his name in therapy. This is important. We're going to fact check this with the psychiatrist notes here. She said, on July 6, 2018, I had a sense of urgency. I called my congressional representative, let her receptionist know that someone on the president's short list had attacked me. I also sent a message to the Washington Post's confidential tip line. Then she goes into details of the timeline. She goes into a lot of details about what's happened in the last 2 months in terms of how she passes the information around. She says, 3 days later, on July 9th, I received a call from the office of Congresswoman Anna Eshoo. I met with her staff on July 11th and with her on July 13th. Later, we discussed the possibility of sending a letter to Dianne Feinstein. My understanding is that Representative Eshoo's office delivered a copy of my letter to Senator Feinstein's office on July 30th, 2018. And so there really isn't anything in her statement that we haven't already heard. And she is now in the process of reading that statement. We will go back to the live hearing as soon as the questioning of Christine Ford begins. But there was an excellent article. I think it was linked on the Drudge Report yesterday. 8 big problems for Christine Blasey Ford's story. And this is from the New York Post. Number one, as I just pointed out, she still can't recall basic details of what she says was the most traumatic event in her life. She doesn't recall where the assault took place. She's not sure whose house it was, what street it was on. She doesn't know the year. She doesn't know the day. She doesn't know the month. She doesn't know how she got home, even though she now says that she was 15. She would have to have been given a ride or whatever. So she doesn't know any of that. The street, the house, the date, the day, the month. She says she is sure of the year now, but before she said she wasn't sure of the year. Number two. She concedes that she told no one what happened to her at the time, not even her best friend and not her mother. Number three, 4 other people she identified as attending the party, including Kavanaugh, all deny knowledge of the gathering in question, including Leyland Ingram Kaiser, who she calls a lifelong friend. And this is why I said it's very important. She went to this party based on a supposed mutual. Who was this person? Male or female? Any name? That would be helpful. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're going to join the questioning, the live hearing, the Senate Judiciary Committee of Christine Ford.
Just like our information is game-changing, our products are game-changing. And Survival Shield X2 is the pure iodine. No one else has this, from deep earth crystals between 7 and 12,000 feet. It's very hard for me to get into the good halogen. But instead, they hammer you with the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, that literally fog you, fill all your cells, your thyroid, you name it. BioTrue Selenium goes with it like a horse and carriage. Selenium is an electrochemical. It's needed as well in all
activity in the body, particularly neurons. So these go incredibly well together. We have a combo of those. Just experience it for yourself. Why do you think they fear me so much? Very simple stuff. Filter your water. Yeah, I find myself selling water filters. Best out there for the price. When I say it's the last run, I think it'll be 6 months a year until we get more. I hope we get more. This is the last run, it looks like. Survival Short X2, InfoWarsStore.com, or InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
One of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our Immune Support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend Coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or, heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern-day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the Glovelist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. We're going to join the hearing as soon as the questioning begins. Right now she is reading the statement. I read you the highlights of the statement. It's very long with not really any relevant details. She just can't remember the details. And we have some big problems for Christine Ford's story. I went through the first three just before the break. I want to finish the other five big questions here. And then I have a big question for the Democrats. If they really want to protect victims of sexual assault, why don't they, instead of this political grandstanding, and we understand the politics of this and what this is really about, as all this stuff is happening at the very last minute, instead of that, why don't they do something about the statute of limitations to really protect victims of sexual assault? And I say that because we have this story that comes out at the very last minute. A lot of people are reporting this and saying, hey, we got two men who say that they were the basis for the groping allegation. Well, it's not two men. If you look at the statement, you see in the notes of the Senate Judiciary Committee, first they say, committee staff have a first interview with a man who believes that he, not Judge Kavanaugh, had the encounter with Dr. Ford in 1982 that is the basis of the complaint. And so then it goes on, it says, committee have a second interview with a man who believes that he, not Judge. So it's a second interview, not a second man. So they had one interview, they had a second interview, then they had a more in-depth written statement from the man that had been interviewed twice previously, according to the log of the Senate Judiciary Committee on Wednesday night. And then they spoke to him via phone. And so you look at this and you say, wow, that's pretty amazing, because here's a guy who is confessing to sexual assault. But it was 35 years ago. And what you do is, she says she was 15 at the time, and so the statutory limitation in Maryland is 7 years after the person turns 18. So you add those 3 years to 18, add another 7, so that's 10 years. That was still 25 years past the statute of limitations. So he has no legal liability in this, in admitting to groping Christine Ford. And so, as I said, if they really want to do something about sexual assault, then you might want to revisit the statute of limitations, because that's what we hear. It's like, well, 35 years ago, well, that happens all the time. Well, if it happens all the time, fix it. Instead of this grandstanding show that you're putting on for this hearing here. And it especially needs to be fixed for the children who are victims of pedophiles. There should be no statute of limitations. That's why Cardinal Pell is back in Australia answering questions, because the Australians finally did the right thing and they took off the statute of limitations for children. Children especially, there should be no statute of limitations for sexual assault against children. And if these caring Democrats really wanted to do something about the problem, that's where they would start. But they don't care about the problem. They don't care about protecting women. They don't care about protecting children, as I pointed out. One of the reasons that got us banned off of Twitter by Jack Dorsey, because I pointed out the fact that all these people, the Democrats especially, like Obama, they say, oh, we care so much about women, and yet they don't. They were demanding that boys, physical boys who imagine themselves to be women, they say, of course, we don't know if they really truly believe that or not, but the Obama administration was threatening to cut off funding to schools if they didn't allow boys in the girls' locker rooms and the showers and the bathrooms. So these are the people that say that they want to protect women and children. And they force men into the bathrooms with the women and children. And threaten to cut off funding to the schools if you don't do it. And then don't do anything about the statute of limitations. Before we get into the problems with Christine Blasey Ford's statement, which she is still currently reading, and these are going to be the basis, I'm sure, of questions, because there's a lot of questions about this, contradictions and so forth. Before we do that, I just want to tell you about the specials that we have at InfoWarsStore.com, because that's what funds this program and everything that we do here at InfoWars. We have a special for the listeners of this program, exclusive special for those listeners, 15% off of the ProPure King water filtration system. That is the large ProPure water filter. It's gravity feed, and you can save 15% off if you use the code REALNEWS at checkout for that water filter. We also have 50% off male and female Super Male Vitality, and we have 40% off of Brain Force Plus, as well as Secret 12, our vitamin B12 formulation. Both of those 40% off. And finally, you can save 25% off of Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. It is our final run of that. You can still save 25% off while supplies last. We really do need and appreciate your support. And I'll just mention while we're talking about this, since our streaming has been shut down on Real News, that you can find us. You have a video feed and an audio feed that is at InfoWars.com/Real News. And you can also download podcasts, so you can watch it as a stream or you can download it. That's where you're going to find us, because they're shutting us down everywhere they can. And we'll see when they come to try to shut down our website what happens. Nevertheless, let's go back to Christine Blasey Ford's story. As I mentioned, she can't recall the details. That's number one. She didn't tell anybody, including her best friend or mother at the time. Number three, four people that she identified as being at the party, including her lifelong friend, say they weren't at the party. Her lifelong friend said that. Kaiser's lawyer, that's her lifelong friend, told the Senate Judiciary Committee, simply put, Ms. Kaiser does not know Mr. Kavanaugh. She has no recollection of ever being at a party or gathering where he was present with or without Dr. Ford. And in addition, these witnesses took oaths, these other individuals that she named, took oaths under penalty of perjury, contradicting Professor Ford's allegations against Kavanaugh. In her original letter to Dianne Feinstein, Ford claimed that Kavanaugh talked to Kaiser, who I just told you, she said through her lawyer, I don't know him. I've never been to a party with him where he was present with or without Dr. Ford. But in her original letter to Dianne Feinstein, Ford claimed that this woman who says, I don't know him, I've never been to a party with the two of them there, I don't even know this guy, said that Kavanaugh talked to Kaiser and Smith right after he assaulted her. They don't remember that. Again, her best friend, her lifelong friend, said, I never met the man, I was never at a party with him, and I never saw the two of them. Number four, her own immediate family doesn't appear to be backing her up either. Her mother, father, and two siblings are all conspicuously absent from a letter of support that was released by a dozen relatives on her husband's side of the family. The letter attests to her honesty and integrity, and one congressional source said, why didn't her parents and brother sign the letter? Number five, this summer, Ford tried to reach out to old friends from high school and college to jog her memory. They couldn't help her. She said, I've been trying to forget this all my life, and now I'm supposed to remember every little detail. Number six, yet she still pushed forward with her bombshell charge and gave that to the Washington Post and to Feinstein. Number seven, she contends that notes that her therapist, and this is key, folks, she contends that notes to her therapist corroborate her account, but her therapist said that she said there were four boys in the room. Now she's saying there's two. Her therapist said that she said she was in her late teens when she was assaulted. Now she says she was only 15. No word on whether or not her therapist notes mentioned Brett Kavanaugh's name. But now the questioning has begun. Let's join the live hearing.
Put before you, and I'm sure you have copies of them anyway, five pieces of information, and I wanted to go over them. The first is a screenshot of a WhatsApp texting between you and somebody at the Washington Post. Mm-hmm. Do you have that in front of you?
Yes. This is Rachel Mitchell. Questioning
the
her.
First two texts were sent by you on July 6th. Is that correct?
Correct.
And then the last one sent by you was on July 10th?
Correct.
Okay. Are those three comments accurate?
I will read them.
Yes. Take your time.
So there's one correction.
Okay.
I've misused the word bystander as an adjective.
Okay.
A bystander means someone that is looking at an assault, and the person named PJ was not technically a bystander. I was writing very quickly with a sense of urgency, so I would not call him a bystander. He was downstairs, and you know what I remember of him was he was a tall and very nice person. I didn't know him well, but that he was downstairs, not anywhere near the event.
Okay. Thank you.
So I'd like to take that word out if it's possible.
Okay. Thank you for clarifying that. The second is the letter that you wrote to Senator Feinstein dated the July 30th of this year.
Yes.
Did you write the letter yourself?
I did.
And since it's dated July 30th, did you write it on that date?
All right, we're going to be back. We've got to go to break. We're going to be right back with live questioning of Dr. Christine Ford. She has given her statement, and now she's being questioned on the details. You know, details actually do matter. They do matter when you're making a very serious charge like this, and they go to your credibility. So we're going to join essentially the cross-examination here based on her statement when we come back. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse Craiglin owned product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. a powerful Kremlin-owned base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimate leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. It's got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pau d'Arco bark, and grape seed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful micro-balancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. From the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's the Real News with your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. We have the live questioning of Christine Ford. She's given her statement, and now we have details and contradictions being pulled out in that. And so we're going to go right back to this live questioning of Christine Ford as part of the confirmation hearing of Brett Kavanaugh. Here's the hearing.
Those are what the letters are.
Don't look at this.
I want to thank you very much for your testimony.
This is Diane Feinstein.
I know how very, very hard it is.
Why did you hold the... Somebody needs to ask her a question. Why she held this stuff for months?
Why have you held it to yourself all these years?
Why did you hold it for months, Feinstein?
Can you indicate what the reasons are?
Well, I haven't held it in all these years. I did disclose it in the confines of therapy, where I felt like it was an appropriate place to cope with the sequelae of the event.
Well, can you tell us what impact the events had on you?
Well, I think that...
And again, as I said, if they're really concerned about doing something about this, these hearings would be about getting rid of the statute of limitations.
Anxiety,
political manipulation. But Diane Feinstein held this information for months.
The types of things that I've been coping with. So, more specifically, claustrophobia, panic, and that type of thing.
Is that the reason for the second door, front door?
Correct.
Is claustrophobia?
Correct. It doesn't. Our house does not look aesthetically pleasing from the curb.
I see. And do you have that second front door?
Yes. It now is a place to host Google interns because we live near Google, so we get to have
Google.
And other students can live there.
Can you tell us, is there any other way this has affected your life?
The primary impact was in the initial 4 years after the event. I struggled academically. I struggled very much in Chapel Hill in college. When I was 17 and went off to college, I had a very hard time.
She went to Chapel Hill.
More so than others.
I know Chapel Hill.
Forming new friendships and especially friendships with boys. And I had academic problems.
One of the things they wanted to talk about the psychological therapy that she was undergoing, and this is the stuff about the two doors and so forth.
And it became very clear how deeply you felt about this and the need that you wanted to remain.
The question is whether or not she mentioned Brett Kavanaugh's name. I would like for somebody to ask that about the notes of the psychiatrist, because the psychiatrist said that she said there were four boys, according to her notes. Now she says there's two. She said she was in her late teens, according to the psychiatrist's notes. Now she says she was 15. So there's some contradictions there. But the key thing is whether or not she said this was Brett Kavanaugh, because we've had another individual come forward and give two interviews, a written statement, and a phone interview to the Senate saying, I'm the guy that she's talking about in 1982. Let's go ahead. Questioning.
Popular, and that it was a sure vote. I was calculating daily the risk benefit for me of coming forward, and wondering whether I would just be jumping in front of a train that was headed to where it was headed anyway, and that I would just be personally annihilated.
How did you decide to come forward?
Ultimately, because reporters were sitting outside of my home and trying to talk to my dog through the window to calm the dog down, and a reporter appeared in my graduate classroom, and I mistook her for a student, and she came up to ask me a question, and I thought that she was a student, and it turned out that she was a reporter. So at that point, I felt like enough was enough. People were calling my colleagues at Stanford and leaving messages on their voicemails and on their email saying that they knew my name. Clearly, people knew my address because they were out in front of my house.
All right, we've got to take a commercial break. We're going to come back with more questioning. Right now, you have Dianne Feinstein questioning Christine Ford. Somebody needs to question Dianne Feinstein and ask her why she sat on this for months and brought it up just a day or so before they were supposed to vote last week. We'll be right back.
Words cannot describe how big the stakes are for the future of humanity right now. InfoWars is being openly targeted by the Democratic Party, leftist CIA operatives, the corrupt Justice Department, and the entire Soros crime syndicate. People say, why would you start a fight with them? Because they were already dominating and running America into the ground. And I knew we had no future if we didn't do this. So we've already had incredible success. But if you will simply realize how epic this is and understand how real this fight is and why we've been made the main target, and if you financially support us and if you spread the word about our articles and videos at InfoWars.com, we won't just continue to stand up against these brutal scumbags. We'll win. We have huge sales at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And we're still able to operate the shopping cart and get stuff shipped out to you, despite the fact we're trying to block our commerce and your right to the market. But if you don't stand up and support us financially, Soros the globalists may win. This is InfoWars Darkest Hour. We need your support. I'm counting on you.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. We're going to be rejoining. We've been giving you excerpts from the live questioning. We've had Christine Ford give her statement, read her statement, and now the questioning has begun. And, of course, it's very important to ask her details. She said that she first mentioned that it was Brett Kavanaugh that attacked her back in, she thinks it was 1982, but she's not sure exactly when or where, what day, what month, what city, what street, what house. She's not exactly sure. When she was talking about this in therapy, saying that she is suffering from claustrophobia, that's what you just heard with Dianne Feinstein, she said she brought it up for the first time that it was Brett Kavanaugh. The psychiatrist's notes say that she said there were four boys in the bedroom, so she was in her late teens. Now she says there's two boys in the bedroom, and she was 15. Another inconsistency, she also told the Washington Post that she was upset when Trump won in 2016 because Kavanaugh was mentioned as a Supreme Court pick. But Kavanaugh was not added to Trump's list of possibilities until November 2017. Some of these details really do matter. She's not going to be questioned on inconsistencies or lacking details, however, by Dianne Feinstein. Dianne Feinstein needs to be questioned as to her political motives for holding this for over 2 months and releasing it a couple of days, just 2 days before the voting was supposed to take place a week ago. And so we have the hearing going on right now. We'll go back to that questioning, and then later today we will have Brett Kavanaugh will be giving his statement, and he will be cross-examined by senators as well. But let's go back to the cross-examining of the questioning of Dr. Christine Ford.
Leading up to that.
Yes.
Let me ask just a few questions to make sure that you've thought of everything, okay? You indicated that you were at the country club.
This is Rachel Mitchell. She's special counsel for Republicans.
That's my best estimate of how this could have happened.
Okay. And when you say best estimate, is that based on the fact that you said you went there pretty much every day?
Mm-hmm.
Is that a yes?
Yes.
Okay. Do you recall prior to getting there, so I'm only talking about up to the gathering,
okay,
had you had anything to drink?
Not at all.
Okay. Were you on any sort of medication?
None.
Okay. Do you recall knowing before you went who was going to be at that gathering?
I recall that expecting that Mark Judge and Leland would be at that gathering.
Okay. Do you recall an expectation that Brett Kavanaugh would be there?
I don't recall whether or not I expected that.
Okay. Now, let's talk about the gathering up from the time you arrived till right when you went up the stairs, just that period of time, okay? Mm-hmm. What was the atmosphere like at the gathering?
Again, she said that Leela and her lifelong friend was going to be there.
Leela
said she was never at a party with Brett Kavanaugh. She doesn't know who Brett Kavanaugh was.
They had been drinking prior, and the other people at the party were not. The living room.
Can I ask you just to follow up on that? When you said it was clear that they had been drinking prior, do you mean prior to the time you had gotten there, or prior to the time they had arrived?
Prior to the time that they arrived. I don't recall who arrived first, though. Whether it was me or them.
Okay. Please continue.
Okay. So I recall that I can sketch a floor plan. I recall that it was a sparsely furnished, fairly modest living room. And it was not really a party, like the news has made it sound. It was not. It was just a gathering that I assumed was going to lead to a party later on that those boys would attend, because they tended to have parties later at night than I was allowed to stay out. So it was kind of a pre-gathering.
Was it loud?
No, not in the living room.
Besides the music that you've described that was playing in the bedroom, was there any other music or television or anything like that that was adding?
No.
Okay. So there wasn't a stereo playing downstairs?
No.
Okay.
Certainly. Dr. Ford, thank you for being here. Mr. Chairman, you know, the way to make this inquiry truly credible is to do what we've always done when new information about a nominee comes to light. To use your words this morning, you want to reach the truth. The easy way to do that, ask the FBI.
This is Senator Patrick Leahy. Evidently, the way they're going to do this is have the Republican special counsel ask her some questions on details, and then they will give her a certain amount of time, and then they're going to go to a Democrat senator who will be friendly to what she has to say, go back and support her. So now we're back to the Democrat support therapy. Here's Senator Leahy.
Chairman, you and I were both here 27 years ago. At that time, the Senate failed Anita Hill. I said I believed her, but I'm concerned that we're doing a lot
Anita
less
Hill believed Bill Clinton.
Today.
She defended Bill
That's
Clinton against
view.
Juanita Broderick. Anita Dr. Hill defended
Ford, no
Bill Clinton against Paula Jones. Anita Hill defended Bill Clinton against Kathleen Willey.
I know, and I hear from so many in my own state of Vermont. There are millions of victims and survivors out there who've been inspired by your courage. I am. Bravery is contagious. Indeed, that's the driving force behind the Me Too movement. And you sharing your story is going to have a lasting, positive impact on so many survivors in our country. We owe you a debt of gratitude for that, Doctor. Now, some senators have suggested you were simply mixed up about who assaulted you. An ally of Judge Kavanaugh in the White House even promoted a wild theory about a Kavanaugh lookalike. You immediately rejected that theory. As did
and also, somebody has given two interviews, a written statement,
lookalike.
And a phone interview saying that they
In fact,
were the person.
He sent a letter to this committee
it's not just a theory about somebody
that
looked like. I don't know if this is the same guy or not that came forward with that statement.
That in the record.
Without objection.
Now, and I'm sure that at his age, Senator Leahy is sympathetic to her problems with memory.
And Mark Judge. And is it possible that you would mix them up with somebody else?
No, it is not. And the person that was blamed for the incident is actually the person who introduced me to them originally. So he was a member of Columbia Country Club, and I don't want to talk about him because I think it's unfair, but he is the person that introduced me to them.
But you would not mix up somebody else with Brett Kavanaugh, is that correct?
Correct.
Or Mark Judge?
Correct.
Well, then let's
she's obviously got a better memory than her lifelong friend, Leyland.
What is the strongest memory you have?
Leyland Kaiser.
Strongest memory
who says,
of the
I
instance.
Never met
something
Brett Kavanaugh.
You cannot
I was never
forget.
At a party
Take
with Brett Kavanaugh and Christine Ford.
Indelible in the hippocampus is the laughter. The uproarious laughter between the two. And they're having fun. At my expense.
You've never forgotten that laughter. You've never forgotten them laughing at you.
They were laughing with each other.
And you were the object of the laughter?
I was, you know, underneath one of them while the two laughed. Two friends having a really good time with one another.
Let me enter into the record a statement by the National Task Force to End Domestic Violence.
Without objection, so ordered.
And a letter from 24 members of the House of Representatives urging.
If you're concerned about domestic violence, why don't you have hearings about getting rid of the statute of limitations?
Questioning Dr. Ford.
Especially for children, but they don't do that. They spend their time doing this. But you said it is indelible in the hippocampus.
Delay.
That is emphatic.
Been hurt.
All right, we're going to rejoin with the show trial over the Kavanaugh hearings. Stay with us. We'll have more juicy things that will be indelibly written on your hippocampus. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified, high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
We all know the importance of fish oils. While we are sure to provide them for ourselves, it's just as important to make sure your kids get their EPA and DHA too. Honor Roll is a powerful DHA fish oil formula for your child. Built from the ground up to support your child's development, this formula uses wild anchovy fish oil, ultra-purified krill oil, and wild salmon fish oil with vitamins to boost your child's mind and body. With this fish oil formula, you can support your child's optimal heart, joint, cognitive, and brain health while providing DHA, which has been shown to be essential for your child's brain growth spurts. Built on powerful ingredients with 580 milligrams of high DHA omega-3s, this formula is highly refined to eliminate nearly all heavy metals. If you're looking for a formula to help your child grow, look no further. Try Honor Roll from InfoWars Life at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. We now have the long-awaited show trial for the Democrats taking place right now at Capitol Hill, the Senate Judiciary Committee. And the way this thing is set up, they had her read her statement, Dr. Christine Ford, because she's the only one of the people of all these accusations that have come out that actually would come. And, of course, she had to think about it for a while. She made these accusations back in July, wrote Dianne Feinstein. Dianne Feinstein did not release this information until a day or so before the vote was to be held. Then they said, all right, we were going to have the vote last Thursday. Can you come in and tell everybody your story? No, I can't do it on Monday. So now she is finally doing it today. But, of course, Ramirez, the second person to accuse Brett Kavanaugh, said, I'm not going to talk about that. We had some new allegations come out from Avenatti. Well, that woman's credibility is certainly suspect based on her past history of allegations and having to have a restraining order put on her by her ex-boyfriend. And then we've had another very unusual occurrence last night. We had some individual who's not been named yet. Some man contacted the Senate Judiciary Committee, gave them two separate interviews and a written statement and then a phone interview saying that he was the individual that had groped Christine Ford. Now, she is adamant that she remembers that it was Brett Kavanaugh. As a matter of fact, she said, as she was talking to Senator Leahy, that it is indelibly etched into her hippocampus. And, of course, hippocampus is believed to be the part of the brain that is responsible for short-term memory. And she appears to have a very short-term memory about a great deal of things. It keeps track of the details, many of which she has forgotten. And, of course, the other people that were allegedly at this gathering, this meeting, or whatever you want to call it. She said it wasn't a party. It was a gathering. The other people, including her lifelong friend, say they weren't there. And her lifelong friend said, I was never at any party with Brett Kavanaugh. I don't know this guy. I never met the man. That's her lifelong friend, Leland Kaiser. Before we go back to the questioning, I just want to play a quick clip for you from President Trump, who had this comment about the hearings on Fox News yesterday.
What do you make of where the Kavanaugh hearings are now? There's a new set of demands that have come out.
I think it's a very sad situation. He's an outstanding person. And frankly, Sean, to see what's going on is just very, very sad. You say, why didn't somebody call the FBI 36 years ago? I mean, you could also say, when did this all happen? What's going on? To take a man again like this and besmirch. Now, with that being said, let her have her say, and let's see how it all works out. But I don't think you can delay it any longer. They've delayed it a week already. And
you've been very accommodating.
I have been accommodating. I say, let her say what she has to say, and let's see how it all comes out. But they've delayed it a week, and they have to get on with it.
All right, so that was President Ford. President Ford. No, it's Christine Ford, Dr. Ford, that we're going to go back to. That was President Trump a week ago at the rally, September the 20th. And now she is having her say, and she is having her hippocampus probed for details, cross-examination, cross-questioning at the Senate. And let's return back to that live event.
Testifying here today, terrified though you may be, the fact that you have called for an FBI investigation of this incident, the fact that you are prepared to name both Judge Kavanaugh and eyewitness Mark Judge stands in sharp contrast to the obstruction we've seen on the other side. The FBI should have investigated your charges as they did in the Anita Hill hearing, but they did not. Mark Judge should
maybe
be
he didn't hear Joe Biden. Maybe he wasn't there when Joe Biden said that. We played the clip for you yesterday. Pull that down just a little bit while Dick,
but he
Dick
has not.
Doing a thing.
Judge Kavanaugh,
let me explain something to
truly
Dick.
Believes
maybe
no
we should go back and review
no
the statements made by Joe Biden when he was talking to Clarence Thomas. He said, everybody's talking about the FBI. The FBI doesn't have anything to do with this. The FBI is going to go interview him and go interview her, and then they're going to tell us what the two of them said, and they're not going to draw any conclusions. So shut up about the FBI. That was Joe Biden back in 1991, so 27 years ago, and maybe Dick Durbin doesn't remember that, but he should check his hippocampus or maybe go back to YouTube, because it's all over YouTube. Let's go back to Dick Durbin.
Can create a seamless story, but a trauma survivor cannot be expected to remember every painful detail. That's what Senator Leahy has mentioned earlier. One question is critical. In Judge Kavanaugh's opening testimony, which we will hear after you leave, this is what he says. I never had any sexual or physical encounter of any kind with Dr. Ford. I am not questioning that Dr. Ford may have been sexually assaulted by some person in some place at some time. Last night, the Republican staff of this committee released to the media a timeline that shows that they've interviewed two people who claim they were the ones who actually assaulted you. I'm asking you to address this new defense of mistaken identity directly. Dr. Ford, with what degree of certainty do you believe Brett Kavanaugh assaulted you?
100%.
100%. In the letter which you sent to Senator Feinstein, you wrote, I have not knowingly seen Kavanaugh since the assault. I did see Mark Judge once at the Potomac Village Safeway, where he was extremely uncomfortable in seeing me. Would you please describe that encounter at the Safeway with Mark Judge and what led you to believe he was uncomfortable?
Yes, I was going to the Potomac Village Safeway. This is the one on the corner of Falls and River Road. And I was with my mother, and I was a teenager, so I wanted her to go in one door and me go in the other. So I chose the wrong door, because the door I chose was the one where Mark Judge was looked like he was working there and arranging the shopping carts. And I said hello to him. And his face was white and very uncomfortable saying hello back. And we had previously been friendly at the times that we saw each other over the previous 2 years, albeit not very many times. We had always been friendly with one another. I wouldn't characterize him as not friendly. He was just nervous and not really wanting to speak with me. He looked a little bit ill.
How long did this occur after the incident?
I would estimate 6 to 8 weeks.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Before we take a break, I can't let what Senator Durbin said. By the way, he's my friend. We work on a lot of legislation together. But you talked about the obstruction from the other side. I cannot let it go by, what you've heard me say so many times, that between July 30th and September 13th, there were 45 days this committee could have been investigating the situation, and her privacy would have been protected. So something happened here in between on your side that the whole country, well, not the whole country should have known about it. No, not know about it. We should have investigated it. We'll take a break now for 15 minutes.
Okay, we're going to take a commercial break, and we'll be right back. Again, we're going to take a look at the key thing here. Is that she said there were four people, Brett Kavanaugh, Mark Judge, Patrick Smith, and her lifelong friend, Leyland Kaiser, who says, I was never at a group meeting with any of these people. I've never met Brett Kavanaugh in my life. That's her lifelong friend saying that. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I'm David Knight.
Words cannot describe how big the stakes are for the future of humanity right now. InfoWars is being openly targeted by the Democratic Party, leftist CIA operatives, the corrupt Justice Department, and the entire Soros crime syndicate. People say, why would you start a fight with them? Because they were already dominating and running America into the ground. And I knew we had no future if we didn't do this. So we've already had incredible success. But if you will simply realize how epic this is and understand how real this fight is and why we've been made the main target, and if you financially support us, and if you spread the word about our articles and videos, InfoWars.com, we won't just continue to stand up against these brutal scumbags. We'll win. We have huge sales at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And we're still able to operate the shopping cart and get stuff shipped out to you, despite the fact they're trying to block our commerce and your right to the market. But if you don't stand up and support us financially, Soros the globalists may win. This is InfoWars Darkest Hour. We need your support. I'm counting on you.
We are kept afloat only by your loyal patronage. And that's why we need you to go to the site now. If you're not in the market for one of our greatest nutraceuticals, please consider a contribution. $25, $50, $100, $250, or even $500 would be a godsend to our important work here to beat back the globalists and to destroy their campaign of censorship in which they want to strangle our First Amendment rights.
Hey, how would you like to take InfoWars with you wherever you go? Well, now you can do just that with the new official InfoWars app. And here's the best part. It is absolutely free. At the Apple Store and Google Play, you can join the InfoWar today. Check it out right now at InfoWars.com/app.
It's the InfoWars official app. Taken on the globalist at point blank range, and with your help spreading it, and with your help downloading it, we are unstoppable.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced 4-stage compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220 plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Snowflakes can't handle the truth. It's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. The Senate Judiciary Committee is taking a 15-minute break. It's pretty tough for them to go more than an hour. These guys are advanced age, as we saw. So they have a great deal of sympathy for people who can't remember details. But, of course, one of the things that Dr. Christine Ford said was that it was indelibly etched into her hippocampus. And so they are probing her hippocampus for more details that perhaps weren't so indelibly etched that have to do with the credibility of her statements and the credibility of her memory. And as we heard in that very last bit of questioning, Dick Durbin directly confronted her. We've had, and I haven't seen the second statement, but apparently there are two men who have come forward and said that they were a part of the groping allegation, that they were the basis for this groping allegation. One individual gave an interview, and a second interview, and then a more in-depth written statement, and then the staff spoke with him via phone. And again, you might ask, why would somebody admit to a sexual assault? Well, it's because of statute of limitations. If she says that she was 15 years old at the time, then according to Maryland law, you have 7 years from the time the individual turns 18. So that would be 10 years taken off of the 35-year time differential where these statements are coming out. So it's still 25 years past the statute of limitations. And as I've said before, if they really want to do anything about protecting victims, they should be spending their time getting rid of the statute of limitations, especially for children. They did that in Australia. That is why Cardinal Pell is answering questions in Australia about child abuse there. That needs to be done. This is a show trial. This is something that is shameful in the extent of how the Democrats, especially Feinstein, have manipulated this to try to delay the hearing. I don't know if they believe this, these allegations, these specific allegations or not. Again, at that event, we'll just call it, they said, she said it wasn't a party, well, was it a gathering or what? Let's just say that it was an event or a meeting or whatever. The people that were there, the four people that were there, three of them were male. And so you could say, well, they're just saying that they weren't there so they can because they might be charged with this or whatever. But yet the other one, the fourth individual that she named and said was her lifelong friend, Leyland Kaiser, said, I was never at anything remotely like that. I've never been at a party or a gathering or a meeting or whatever that Brett Kavanaugh was at. I've never met the man. At all, ever. So it's her hippocampus against her lifelong friend's hippocampus, and we will be back to that when they come back. I just want to talk a little bit about Don Lemon and his defense of the protesters running Ted Cruz out of the restaurant the other day. Here's a clip of Don Lemon defending the protesters.
It's survivors, right, of sexual abuse.
Mm-hmm.
I'm one. As a person of color, I know that especially during the civil rights movement and now, sometimes the only agency you have is to protest and to get in someone's face. You don't have any power when it comes to government or and in society. I don't like it, but it is one reason I'm not a public official, that I'm not running for office. In a way, I think it goes with the territory. I don't like that they were blocking his wife. But that's what he signed up for, and as a strict constitutionalist, which Ted Cruz is, he knows that it's protected under the First Amendment. Again, I don't like it. I wouldn't want it to happen.
I don't like it happened to his wife.
But he—that's what he signed up for. That's part of the deal.
I don't know that that's what he signed up for, but that may be what the price is of being in public service.
He signed up for being run out of restaurants. That's what Sarah Huckabee Sanders signed up for too, right? No, the First Amendment says you have a right to peacefully assemble and to redress your grievances with people. Okay, peacefully assemble and redress your grievances. Does that include mindless bullying, harassment, and hate? And doesn't that violate Twitter's rules to do that? I mean, they did that. They put it up on Twitter. They doxed Gavin McGinnis, the same group, and so forth. There was a great satire on this from Babylon Bee. Liberals unveil their new strategy to prove that they're compassionate and caring. Screaming in restaurants. That's their new strategy for compassion and care. So screaming at people in restaurants, as they did to Ted Cruz and his wife. They were shouted at and chased from a restaurant near the Capitol in a demonstration of love and concern. And then they quote an activist, Anthony Walton. And, of course, this is a satire piece. There is no Anthony Walton. But the purported Anthony Walton says, we just hate Ted Cruz so much. It was great. We hate him because of some policy or something towards gays, maybe. But no, wait, this was about Kavanaugh and how Cruz, something about that, which we're really concerned about. And because we care so much, we need to scream at him and chase him away, which is awesome. The left's previous attempts at compassion have involved such things as wearing black masks, punching people, and using mobs for intimidation, writes the Babylon Bee. Yelling at people while they're trying to eat is a newer way for them to show that they care. And they hope that it's just as effective as all those other strategies. So there you go. Now, this is not a satire. Hillary Clinton, let's go back to July. And of course, maybe Dianne Feinstein didn't really clue in Hillary Clinton either. Maybe Dianne Feinstein was hoarding this little thing to the last minute. Can't even let Hillary know because Hillary might spill the beans. But going back to July, Hillary Clinton says the Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh will bring back slavery. This is the headline from PJ Media. She said at the time, back in July, Hillary Clinton, and this is not satire, folks. Hillary Clinton said, it is a blatant attempt by this administration to shift the balance for the court for decades and to reverse decades of progress. Maybe she means progressiveness, which is not the same thing as progress. As socialism, it is statism, it is fascism. But anyway, no, this is not a blatant attempt by the administration to shift the balance of the court. This is a desperate attempt, Hillary, by the people who voted in the last election to shift the balance of power away from you and away from Washington and away from that kind of intrusion into our life. And I hope that we, the people, do get that shift of power away from you. And then she went on to say this. She said, I used to worry that the Republicans wanted to turn the clock back to the 1950s. Now I worry they want to turn it back to the 1850s. In other words, back to slavery. But let me ask you, who was it that was in power in the 1950s? Who was it that was putting in the Jim Crow laws in the 1950s, Hillary? That would be your party. And who was it that was defending the people who attacked the civil rights marchers in Birmingham, Alabama, who burned their bus? Who attacked them, who kicked them on the ground? Who was it that defended those Ku Klux Klan guys and got them away with it? Well, that would have been Morris Deese, the guy who made a lot of money for defending the Ku Klux Klan there in Birmingham, and then set out the civil rights movement until he jumped back in to protect everybody from the then defunct, essentially, Ku Klux Klan at the end of the civil rights movement. He jumped back in with the Southern Poverty Law Center, the founder of the Southern Poverty Law Center. That's the hypocrisy of the Democrats. And, of course, going back to the 1850s, it was the Democrats with slavery then as well. But that's not satire. That was Hillary Clinton. Gina Haspel is trying to recruit more foreign spies, they say, as the director of the CIA. Well, good luck with that, Gina, because Hillary Clinton has kind of put you in a bad spot. Because as part of leaving her emails available to everybody. And remember, the Chinese had put a little bit of code into her not-so-private server that would send them a courtesy copy of every email that she received or sent as head of the State Department. And during her tenure as head of the State Department and ending with the point about which she got out December of 2012, at that point in time, she was defending herself pretty much full time against what she had done betraying people at Benghazi. But during that other period of time, the Chinese government was rounding up all those CIA spies and executing them. See, that's what happens when the CIA and the other people don't protect their own, when Hillary Clinton and the other people like that get away with it. I wouldn't be a foreign spy for the CIA because they're not going to protect their information. And they're not going to protect you either. And they're not going to do anything about the people who betray you, like Hillary Clinton. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber. And it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture Flora Life, as well as MycoZX that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high-quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. Bodies sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It's sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality, organic, and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Just like our information is game-changing, our products are game-changing. And Survival Shield X2 is the pure iodine. No one else has this from deep earth crystals between 7 and 12,000 feet. It's very hard for me to get into the good halogens. But instead, they hammer you with the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, that literally fog you, fill all your cells, your thyroid, you name it. BioTrue Selenium goes with it like a horse and carriage. Selenium is an electrochemical. It's needed as well in all activity in the body, particularly neurons. So these go incredibly well together. We have a combo of those. Just experience it for yourself. Why do you think they fear me so much? Very simple stuff. Filter your water. Yeah, I find myself selling water filters. Best out there for the price. When I say it's the last run, I think it'll be 6 months a year until we get more. I hope we get more. This is the last run, it looks like. Survival Shield X2, InfoWarsStore.com, or InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun Vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. We have one more segment. And of course, they've taken a recess at the questioning of Dr. Christine Ford. And there's a back and forth. The process is that they have a Republican special counsel who is questioning her on details. And she'll do that for a limited amount of time. And then they'll go to a Democrat senator who will give her aid and support and comfort. So they go through this process. And we just heard Dick Durbin accusing the Republicans of obstruction. Maybe he doesn't remember the details of what happened. And before they went to break, Senator Grassley said, well, I really take exception to that. He said, I'll remind you that Feinstein had this letter from Dr. Ford for 45 days, she sat on that, and then released it like 2 days before they were supposed to have the vote. Why'd they do that? There would have been ample time for us to do this and to protect her privacy and so forth. So maybe, you know, it's become a part of this hearing, I guess, because Dr. Ford said it was indelibly that night, and those events were indelibly etched. The details were etched on her hippocampus, the area of the brain that allegedly stores details and short-term memory. But there's a lot that she can't remember in terms of details. So maybe we should send some Brain Force Plus to Dick Durbin, help him to remember the last 45 days. Maybe he could also remember, as he began by talking about the importance of having the FBI question everybody. Maybe he could remember 1991. And everybody's got the clips up. I played the clip yesterday of Joe Biden saying at the time during the Clarence Thomas hearings that the FBI says, it's enough about the FBI. The FBI doesn't have anything to do with this. They're not going to draw a conclusion. The FBI will interview him. It'll interview her. It'll say, he said this, she said that, and they'll just present that to us. There's no conclusion to any of that. And so he said, so shut up about the FBI. But here we are, 27 years later, and Dick Durbin is still talking about it. So let's get some Brain Force Plus to Dick Durbin and to Dianne Feinstein, help remember these details, and maybe to Christine Ford, since only a few things were indelibly etched on her memory. You can get that Brain Force Plus to send to them. At InfoWarsStore.com, 40% off, also 40% off of Secret 12, our vitamin B12 formula. And for the listeners of this program, you can save 15% off of the ProPure King Gravity Feed Water Filter, the large one. That is a big savings. You can get that 15% off the large ProPure King Water Filter. Just type in the code REALNEWS at checkout at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's very important, folks, that you support us, because Real News has been shut down off of Twitter. Jack Dorsey doesn't like me talking about the fact that Obama and the Democrats won't do anything to protect women and children. As a matter of fact, their agenda is to threaten them, demanding that males, people who are physically male, be given free access to women's restrooms, to locker rooms in schools, to showers and so forth, and threatening a couple of years ago to withhold funding. I talked about that yesterday. Now I'm in jail. I'm in timeout. Real News. We can't stream it there. So if you want to see anything streamed, go to InfoWarsStore.com/Real News. And of course, if you go to watch at InfoWars.com, you can see all of our shows there. Alex Jones's show, this show, Owen's show, The War Room with Owen Schroyer and Roger Stone. You can see all those. You can watch them. Any of these shows, they stream 24/7. You can get it on video. You can get it on audio. We're going to have to be the ones to broadcast that out and to pay for that bandwidth. So we really would appreciate your support, because that's the only way you're going to see this. Let's go back to the live hearings. They have now resumed. And let's go back to the live questioning. These are the live hearings back end at the Senate Judiciary Committee of Dr. Christine Ford.
Date, and I would like to be more helpful about the date, and if I knew when Mark Judge worked at the Potomac Safeway, then I would be able to be more helpful in that way. So I'm just using memories of when I got my driver's license. I was 15 at the time, and I did not drive home from that party or to that party. And once I did have my driver's license, I liked to drive myself. So
I assume the legal driving age was 16.
So that's how she came up with it. Got to remember too many details.
You talked about attending therapy.
What year it was.
In your text to the Washington Post dated 7-6, mm-hmm. So that's the very first statement we have from you, you put in there, quote, have therapy records talking about it. Mm-hmm. I want to make sure I understand that. Did you already have your therapy records at that time?
I had looked at them online to see if they existed, yes.
Okay, so this was something that was available to you via a computer, like a patient portal?
Actually, no, it was in the office of a provider.
Okay.
She helped me go through the record to locate whether I had had record of this conversation that I had remembered.
Did you show a full or partial set of those marriage therapy records to the Washington Post?
I don't remember. I remember summarizing for her what they said. So I'm not quite sure if I actually gave her the record.
Okay. So it's possible that the reporter did not see these notes.
I don't know if she's... I can't recall whether she saw them directly or if I just told her what they said.
Okay. Have you shown them to anyone else besides your counsel?
Just the counsel.
Okay. Would it be fair to say that Brett Kavanaugh's name is not listed in those notes?
His name is not listed in those notes.
Would it also be fair to say that the therapist's notes that we've been talking about say that there were four boys in the room?
It describes the sexual assault, and it says erroneously by four boys. So the therapist got the content of it wrong.
And you corrected that to the Washington Post reporter, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Senator Whitehouse.
So thank you, Chairman.
She said there were, according to the therapist's notes, there were four boys.
People are proud of you today.
Now she says there's two. According to the therapist's note, she said this happened in her late teens. Now she says it was when she was 15. But, of course, the therapist who wrote those notes down at the time of the meeting 6 years ago got it wrong. Dr. Ford, who has had to take a long time to try to remember this and has had to infer what year this even happened based on whether or not she was driving, she got those details right because they're delicately etched into her hippocampus, evidently.
Making a sincere and thorough investigative effort is such an important consolation to the victim in that circumstance, and because it's what you're obliged to do professionally.
This is Sheldon Whitehouse. He is the senator from Rhode Island who has channeled through a slew of anonymous allegations in the last 24 hours.
World.
After one of these anonymous people
the
was exposed, he quickly recanted that statement. But Whitehouse, the guy you're hearing now, has been the conduit for a lot of anonymous allegations that people don't want to come forward. And when they get exposed, they shut down.
What I might call preliminary credibility with your initial statement. You have vivid, specific, and detailed recollections, something prosecutors look for. Your recollections are consistent with known facts.
I don't think so. I gave
you made
eight
prior
circumstances
consistent statements.
Where it was inconsistent.
Something else
and inconsistent with her witnesses.
Look for
her lifelong.
You were willing to and did take a lie detector test, and you were willing to testify.
And we all know
here.
That you can't fool a lie detector.
Here you are, subject to professional cross examination by a prosecutor. So you've met any condition any prosecutor could expect to go forward, and yet there has been no sincere or thorough investigation of your claims. You specifically asked for an FBI investigation, did you not?
You have to say something.
Did she ask it 45
yes.
days earlier from
Madam Feinstein? And are you aware that when the FBI begins investigating, they might find corroborative evidence, and they might find exculpatory evidence?
I don't know what exculpatory evidence
is. Not helpful
your
to your recollection and version of events. Helpful to the accused.
Understood, yes.
So it could go either way.
Yes.
And you were still not just willing, but insistent that the FBI should investigate your recollection and your claim.
Yes, I feel like it would... I could be more helpful in that if that was the case in providing some of the details that maybe people are wanting to know about.
And as we know, they didn't. And I submit that never in the history of background investigations has an investigation not been pursued.
Oh, come on. Come on. Okay, cut him off. That's Sheldon Whitehouse. What a lying piece of shill he is. This is a guy who's put forth in the last 24 hours numerous anonymous investigations. When one individual's name, he backed down of it. It was in the Anita Hill Clarence Thomas case, and it's all over the internet that Joe Biden said, shut up about FBI investigations. It doesn't matter. All they're going to do is say, he said this, she said that. They have no way to prove one or the other. And here he is pretending this is something that is unprecedented in history. What a joke. Stay with us. Alex Jones is coming up. I'll be on a little bit with Alex. Stay with us.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or, heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern-day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
We all know the importance of fish oils. While we are sure to provide them for ourselves, it's just as important to make sure your kids get their EPA and DHA too. Honor Roll is a powerful DHA fish oil formula for your child. Built from the ground up to support your child's development, this formula uses wild anchovy fish oil, ultra-purified krill oil, and wild salmon fish oil with vitamins to boost your child's mind and body. With this fish oil formula, you can support your child's optimal heart, joint, cognitive, and brain health while providing DHA, which has been shown to be essential for your child's brain growth spurts. Built on powerful ingredients with 580 milligrams of high DHA omega-3s, this formula is highly refined to eliminate nearly all heavy metals. If you're looking for a formula to help your child grow, look no further. Try Honor Roll. From InfoWars Life at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.